Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we have got massive news and incredible in-studio guests. I'll tell you about it all coming up. Remember, share the live feeds now. You're the Paul Revere.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he is built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
InfoWars Studios, another day. Monday, November 3rd, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're launching a powerful, live, original, teleprompter-free transmission right now. Remember, this is a participation sport of freedom versus tyranny, and you hold all the keys, you hold all the power. Remember, your word of mouth, sharing the live feeds, telling folks about the local stations is everything. That's how we move the needle. That's how we reach more people. That's how we dominate the globalist. All right. Out of all this news I've got, and we're going to cover it all, and day 33 of the shutdown and the mayhem at the airports and crime increasing and the SNAP benefits cut off since last Saturday, we've got the numbers out now from when the DOGE investigation really started 9 months ago that illegal aliens around the country individually get double the SNAP benefits of citizens. Now, I've always said that because I can see a lot of case point examples around the country. Remember the Haitian immigrants, invaders, illegals in Ohio and those particular towns like Springfield? We looked at all the different things they were being paid, and they were getting $3,000 plus a month from the city. They were getting another $2,500 from the feds, and then they were also getting money from the state. And we were totaling it all up. It was almost $10,000 a month. And they were driving around in brand new vehicles. The vast majority of the wrecks, that was just in one town. Well, now we've got administration officials releasing the documents over the weekend for places like New York and other cities. And it's exactly what we've already reported. But on SNAP alone, double the money of a citizen. Why is that? Well, it's to magnet all these people in here. That's just some of what's coming up today. Also, the Israel lobby has gone directly to war with MAGA, trying to undermine Trump. We'll explain how straight ahead. Stay with us.
Methylene red is the ultimate complement to methylene blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel methylene blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal methylene blue, right? Look at methylene red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're gonna need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're entering the 287th day of the return of the Trump administration. 287 days ago, he was being sworn in as we speak on the south side of the U.S. Capitol, the political comeback of all time. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and I have Trump's actions and statements and new announcements that he's getting ready to hit Venezuela inside the country, Mexico inside the country. He's threatening to bomb the Islamists that have killed hundreds of thousands of Nigerians. If the government doesn't take action, I'll give you my breakdown on all of that and why Trump's doing it and what comes next. We obviously have day 33 of the shutdown and the giant 3-4 hour TSA lines who hasn't been paid in over a month. The air traffic controllers not paid since last week. Just breakdown. Some airports shutting down for up to 10 hours at a time because there's not even personnel to run things. Now they're saying that the majority of the air traffic controllers are getting ready to walk out. Not over the fact that they won't work for a while without money. They're saying, and their spokesmen, their unions are saying, it's too dangerous because we haven't had IT in a month. There's piles of trash everywhere. Nothing's working and it's literally all breaking down. And so they're already been shutting airports down, like for Newark, 10 hours at a time, other airports, 5-6 hours at a time. They're talking about just shutting it down. We are well into day 33 right now. This is 100% the Democrats holding the country hostage. We have all of that. There is so much to break down there. We also have multi times a day, and attention needs to be drawn to this by ICE publicly and by the White House. This has been going on for a while. I mean, remember Black Lives Matter and Antifa would jump in front of police cars or federal vehicles when they were attacking courthouses and say, oh, you hit me, things like that. Well, I'm seeing multiple events a day in Illinois, California, you name it, where they're ramming ICE vehicles at high speed. Then when ICE jumps out and arrests them, it's setups. There's always crowds there videotaping it, and they all dutifully chop off the ramming or attacks where they try to break into the vehicles and free the people that have been arrested. And then they scream and yell, you've assaulted me, you've assaulted me, help me. And national news, CNN, MSNBC, others go, we don't know why this woman was arrested in Illinois. We don't know why this man was arrested and shot and then arrested in California, the LA Times says. And then we have the videos, we have the reports, we have the raw footage. They're attacking them, ramming vehicles at high speed into them, opening doors, grabbing at their guns, grabbing at the people that are, and then they fall down and scream, I'm an American, why are you grabbing me? Help me. I was just walking down the street. Help me. It's all scripted. And I know the feds are busy, but they're doing a constitutional duty here, so I'm backing them up. The country's under invasion, invited by the Democrats and paid for. But come on. This is a Mike Tyson knockout, uppercut. when he was in his prime, 1989, this is a Michael Jordan flying through the air slam dunk, Air Jordan. I mean, we have their ass. And I've been reporting on these events for weeks, and I hammered it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and no one has picked it up. Yeah, our reports have millions of views, but I'm not here to be the only guy reporting on things. This is a slam dunk. They are staging this crap. Yeah, they're all over the news. We demand answers. Why are they arresting citizens? I don't know. Gee, you threw a cinder block through the window. Gee, you grabbed their gun. Gee, you rammed them with a car, attempted murder. I mean, they're zooming in at 30 miles an hour, banging it. I mean, they're crushing these vehicles. I mean, somebody rams their car into me on purpose. I mean, it keeps doing it. I'm going to get out and blast your ass. And then a Soros DA will throw me in prison. So this is serious, folks. Oh, U.S. citizen shot from behind as he warned ICE agents about children gathering at a bus stop. Meanwhile, he's ramming their vehicle, not stopping. So more ICE jumps out behind him and starts shooting. So he stops ramming the other ICE with a deadly weapon. But the L.A. Times, gee, we don't know why this happened. So I've got the videos. It's all coming up later. It's just mind-blowing that they are this reckless where you can just catch them right there that they're lying. But ICE is too busy arresting illegal aliens to defend themselves. So I will say ICE's PR response has been very flat-footed. Yeah, Portland ICE building plunged into darkness after a suspicious power blackout just to their building. And the judge, again, has blocked sending troops to Portland, which is he has no constitutional authority. It's an Article III judge created by Congress. Only the Supreme Court can do that. It's co-equal. And then the president could ignore it. Then you have a constitutional crisis. Then it's up to Congress if they think it's really bad what the president did to impeach him. That's the checks and balances, not an Article III federal district judge. That's tyranny. So we'll get to that. But the first thing I want to hit is this, because I talked about it some Saturday and Sunday, but now a lot more has broken, a lot more has happened, and this is a major political violence alert. We have AIPAC, we have Republican members of the Senate and the House, like Randy Fine, congressman from Florida, saying that Tucker Carlson is not just like Hitler, he is the new Hitler and is the number one threat to Jews in America. And you've got Ted Cruz piling on and others saying basically, you know, that he needs to be censored. He needs to be removed from the Heritage Foundation. Let's get the Heritage Foundation statement. I already played it Saturday, but I'm going to play it again. Really powerful to the point statement explaining, no, this is nasty intimidation. This is a smear campaign. We're not going to kick Tucker out of the Heritage Foundation. But I got newsflash for you. Heritage Foundation is powerful. Tucker Carlson's bigger than the Heritage Foundation. But when you take a beloved person who's anti-war, and just because he was against the Iran strikes or full war with Iran, Netanyahu came after him. They began to call him Hitler. Tucker hasn't buckled to the pressure. And so now you have Josh Hammer and all these other prominent Israel firsters saying in Newsweek, Tucker is a fox in a hen house. And if you don't neutralize a fox in a hen house, you know what happens. So you could say, if they just said neutralize him politically or defang him politically, you'd say, no, that's not a threat. It's still censorship and an attack or an attempt at censorship. But when you say, you know, Tucker is a fox in a hen house and we got to neutralize him, that is a direct call, very thinly veiled for violence. And on the heels of the internet believing that Israel killed Charlie Kirk, which I said I never saw evidence of, and then I got attacked by that crowd. I just call balls and strikes. Now with Kash Patel confirmed what I broke back in mid-September, 6-7 days after he was dead, that Kash Patel went into the White House in a meeting with J.D. Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, and others, and literally screamed at him and said, you're not involved in my case. You're not involved in intelligence. I don't want you investigating this. When her office was created after 9/11 to give intelligence, infuse intelligence to the FBI and other agencies that are domestic. So you add that, oh, don't look at any foreign involvement, and now you've got the Israel lobby literally run by Netanyahu. This is the right-wing, you know, AIPAC arm, not the ADL arm. They're attacking Tucker, too. When they start saying he's a fox in the hen house, you know how to deal with him, neutralize him. Wow, what if Tucker gets killed now? What if a crazy kills Tucker? I mean, you just made Netanyahu and Israel the prime suspect, Congressman Randy Fine. So I have to now say, with behavior like this, I don't apologize for the day after Charlie was killed, people saying it was Israel, with no evidence. You had the Democrats saying kill him. You had him celebrating him dying. You had six trainees in the town saying Charlie will be dead tomorrow. By the way, Patel killed that investigation, you know, of anybody domestic, too. I don't know what the cover-up is, but it's happening. You got all that going on, and I'm like, hey, you can't just come out and blame Israel without evidence. Because I just have a hard-on for the truth, not demonizing Israel for no reason. But when the people around Israel act like villains and do that, I'm like, well, okay, you're in the ballpark now. Oh, let me shift the eye of Sauron. You know, they see me as evil. So now the eye is... And I was already looking and studying and not seeing anything. Now I'm seeing really, really bad signs. So now I'm looking at you. And I got a lot of other fish to fry. The Chi-Coms, the drug cartels, the pedo rings. I mean, we got a lot to deal with here. And I'm sophisticated, study world history and current events. And I know that Israel, if you slip on a banana peel, is not, you know, the reason it happened. And I think some of the attacks are completely sick, made up, out of control. But you then can't respond, oh, let's have total censorship and Tucker's Hitler. And man, he sure needs to be taken out like a fox in a hen house. And then it reminds me of all the horrible things that Congressman Randy Fine has done at press conferences and bills he's gotten passed in the state of Florida and federally as well that he wants to get passed. But he spearheaded in Florida, got the state to pass it, where if you put up flyers that he says are anti-Semitic, they call it litter, 5 years in prison. So if you litter, it's a $500 fine in Florida. But if it's anti-Semitic, 5 years in prison. I'm going to play a clip of him in a moment. I'm not joking. So hate speech doesn't exist, okay? If you kill somebody, it's obviously hateful. It's premeditated, it's murder one. You know, if not, it's not premeditated. You know, it's just murder. If you did it on accident, it's manslaughter. So this is globalist. This is EU, Soviet Union, who invented hate speech. This is crap. And you've got all these Republican governors who I normally like. I don't throw babies out with the bathwater, but come on. Come on, DeSantis, and come on with our own Texas governor, Greg Abbott, where major cities like San Marcos this year are going to have a vote about repudiating the, you know, slaughter in Gaza, and the governor sends them a letter and says, we'll pull your city charter, which the governor can do, you know, we'll shut your ass down. And telling all contractors in the state, highway builders, you name it, that have had contracts for decades, if you criticize or join the boycott on Israel, you will not be able to get a state contract. And last time I checked, 24 states have passed that law. Covered a few weeks ago. 24 states. That's not American. Plus, does the Israel First lobby understand that when you run around trying to police everybody's speech, and you run around trying to take people off the air, and you run around trying to say Tucker Carlson is the new Hitler? Do you realize that then makes everybody think you're the villain? That makes everybody really not like you. And like, I played this clip earlier. In fact, find this one too. Let's just go whole hog with this. The head of Meta censorship this year is at a conference, big national Jewish conference, on TV, and she says, you know, our Jewish lobby has gotten control of the big four tech networks, and we're censoring anybody that criticizes, you know, Israel, And even if you criticize Zionism, we don't allow that now. And so we're in control of the censorship. And if you say we're in control, we're going to ban you for that too. I mean, I couldn't sit here and think of a way to sound more disingenuous and oxymoronic, other than maybe John Kerry, at least in three speeches last year, saying we must cut off half the farming or people will starve. Cut off the food or people will starve. Okay. Yes, we the Jews run the censorship. Really, I wasn't even ready to say that. I mean, there's a bunch of groups involved, but yeah, you're heavily involved. But you're like, no, we do run all the censorship. And by the way, if you say it, we're going to censor you. I mean, you couldn't, maybe she could grow a handle, you know, a Dick Dastardly mustache and twirl it at the ends or something and, you know, do demonic laughs or something to act more bad. I mean, what is this? Like, if I was one of these groups and I'm like, how do I turn everybody against the Jews so that when there's a big firestorm, the leadership can play victim, get triple the donations, and then do a big false flag against the synagogue or something, and then come in and take everybody's free speech? I mean, something like that. And Tucker and I, 8 months ago in Florida, in the interview before last, we both warned of that because we could see the setup. And while I was there, he's getting phone calls and threats from Netanyahu. I mean, while I'm with him the night before. And the phone's just ring, threat. All because he's like, hey, let's not go to full war with Iran. Oh, you're Hitler. Oh, you're an anti-Semite. Oh, you better stop or we're going to get you. And Tucker's like, my God, I'm a friend of Israel. These people are destroying Israel. This, what do you think we ought to do? And I'm just, we're like 3 hour dinner, like talking about it. And how do we focus on China, the main threat? We just can't continue to make the Middle East the main focus. I mean, Israel's won and defeated Hamas and Hezbollah. And God, if they just stop now, you know, great for them. God, what do we do? I mean, I'm literally sitting around and he's like, worried because he can think steps ahead where this is going for everybody. Meanwhile, according to the Israel lobby, I was in Hitler's bunker with Adolf Hitler having breakfast and lunch and dinner and hanging out at his house. I mean, this is cuckoo town, folks. Tucker Carlson came to me 14 years ago. He called and said, I want to come. I want to have dinner. I want to apologize to you. I said, what? That's okay. You know, he called me a horrible person, thought I made stuff up. Then back then, you'd have all the clips online of Building 7 and things. Once you finally saw it, that was his big wake-up. He came and said, listen, I got lied to by the neocons. I was pro-war. I was wrong. I want to change. Thank you so much. I want to be friends. Just wanted you to know I'm sorry. Things I said about you. I said, hey, that's great. I totally understand. I've been a big fan of a lot of your work. I mean, I'm a libertarian, too, overall. So, glad this has happened. And so we've been friends ever since. I mean, tons of times. He's come over for Thanksgiving, you name it. Stayed at his house. Good friends. Good guy. Real guy. Salt of the earth. Good family. Great people. And so when I sit there and see these guys, there's a bunch of it. Ted Cruz is attacking all of it. Literally saying, we have a new Hitler. This is Hitler. Everybody knows everybody's sick of Hitler after 80 years. He's been dead for 80 years. So they're literally saying all over the news, ladies and gentlemen, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, ladies and gentlemen, the left and right agree. We have the new Hitler, Tucker Bowtie Carlson. Wow. That was quick. And it's really because Tucker's been trying to referee and not have the paradigm be anti-Israel, pro-Israel, pro-Islam, pro-Israel. You know, all you center of the tension groups, our world center is not the Middle East. I don't wish Israel to be blown up or destroyed. I don't want the Muslims all dead, though I don't want you over here, because we know you take everything over. And that's just common sense. And so he's been anti-war for 14, 15 years since he had his awakening. He's been consistent. He's been called a Russian agent. He's been called a Qatari agent. All this is pure crap. He's just consistently doing what's right. And so in response to that, he is the new Adolf Hitler. Now, I know AIPAC is not stupid. And I know Benjamin Netanyahu, say what you want about him, is not a dull knife. So just like Israel, when it first got founded, bombed in Iraq and Spain, you name it, synagogues, and blamed it on right-wingers and communists and Muslims and got Jews to move to Israel, this is the same thing. This is go out and do things and censor and attack and make outrageous statements and try to pass and pass outrageous legislation and be the villain. And then when the public gets pissed off about it, you go, oh, look, it's terrible what's happened to us. See, we've got to censor everyone because of the rising anti-Semitism. This is the mother of Streisand effects, the father, the granddaddy, the grandma, the great-granddaddy of it. And, you know, Tucker is constantly criticized by the real thoroughbred Nazis who are mad when he's like, listen, I don't look at every Rorschach blot and, you know, see stereotypical, what's the character of the hunchback, like evil Jew thing? What's it called? The Grabbler or something? I don't know. The point is that we're not, that is not who I am. That is not who Tucker is. And I want out of this World War II paradigm where it's pro-Jew, anti-Jew. I want to move on to other issues, other topics like capitalism and free market and the family and exploration and rugged individualism and real intellectual debates about things. Not, oh, are you with Mamdani or are you with Netanyahu? Like, how about I'm not with both? And the problem with Netanyahu is sophisticated manipulation and takeover. And with Mamdani, it's just we're having eight kids and we're taking over. And I'm just like, can I be territorial a little bit? Can I have my space? Can I not also on top of this here, how Christians are the devil and how white people are evil and it's all spewed out from the Islamic lobby and Ilhan Omar and it's all spewed out of the Jewish lobbies and then the right-wing Jewish lobby doesn't lift a finger when Christians are under attack. People can see what's going on and people are tired of it. So I've got like six or seven clips. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and show you them saying he's the new Hitler. And then show this very same congressman bragging about if you post a Nazi flyer, we're going to call it litter and put you in jail for 5 years. And again, that's not the American way, folks. Oh, you want Nazi flyers up? Give me a break. Again, they know when they do this, it gives it attention. I mean, you think, oh, he had Nick Fuentes on. Let's freak out and try to get him kicked off the air and off the Heritage Foundation. Let's run around and misrepresent what was even said in the interview. Let's completely go crazy. And then it makes the interview even more viral. And then you double down on it again, trying to be the policeman of everybody's speech. We're in the Great Awakening right now. I want to make it about the poison shots and globalism and transhumanism and the depopulation plan. That's the evil mad scientist thing that's really above it all. And instead, there's a branding of the Great Awakening now. You're either with the Islamists and the left, allied against Israel, and a lot of the right wing is, and that is sick and weird and dangerous. And then you got AIPAC running over perfectly to act like the villain, being the villain, to supercharge that. And I can see how it's with the alchemy being mixed together in the second, third, fourth order consequences. And our little Machiavellian friends over at AIPAC know exactly what they're doing. So you are really pissing me off. You want to try to conjure a new Hitler. You think somehow you're going to manage this and get even more power out of it. You are crazy. What you're going to do is get us all killed. Fuck AIPAC and fuck Hitler and fuck all of you.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
If you want to see what I'm talking about, go to Real Alex Jones on X. This morning I posted this, and about 10 minutes later I went and looked at the comments. I haven't looked since. There was already dozens of comments responding viciously against me, a lot positive as well. But I said, I stand with the great Tucker Carlson against the totalitarian censorship mafia. And it's us 3 weeks ago in Maine with Lexi, his producer, and our news director, Rob New, eating breakfast before the podcast. There it is, a literal hunting lodge in beautiful Maine. So you go into the comments and it's like, oh, yeah, tell us where there's censorship. There's no censorship, mafia. You're making it up. Nobody's doing anything to Tucker. And then you got mindless Nazis. Screw you, Jew. Jones, we're going to get you. It's just like, it's totally polarized, totally insane. It's sick. And you read the comments, I don't know, it's probably 50 times more now, hours and hours later, but I was just looking at them, and it was just mindless. Absolute mindlessness. I mean, half the folks were saying, yeah, it's just free speech, and Tucker's a great guy, and he hadn't said the things they said he said, but even if he said those things, he's allowed to have a speech. You have the AIPAC lobby and all these senators joining in who aren't even Jewish, saying, no, he is the new Hitler, and he is a great threat, and he is a bad person. But notice the Heritage Foundation didn't kick him out over this. And you notice when J.D. Vance gets up now, everywhere he goes, at Turning Point speeches and others, he gets question after question about Israel first and the Israel lobby. Now people are sick of it. And the crowds roar in approval. That is the base of the Republican Party. So what's really happening here, and I should have made this announcement up front. So we're going to take this live feed later and cut it up and post it on X. So take what I say now and put it up front, because I should have given the summation and then given my evidence. I have a tendency to give evidence. Verbally, the video evidence of everything I just said, I will then show you, and then I give the summation, which in real rhetoric and debate, when you have the truth, you want to make a summation, then show the evidence, then have your summation again and say, I just proved my case, and then explain what needs to be done. But I tend to do things my own way, just the way my brain works. So let me start over. Here's the big announcement. and you can see it in the live show headline today. So at least I got that right, putting that out first at the beginning of the show. When I wrote it 2 minutes before I went live. We'll put that on screen. The Israel First lobby controlled by Netanyahu is making a move to undermine Trump and bring down MAGA or take it over. They'll be happy either way. So they are going in systematically. I was viciously attacked when I was against the Iran hostilities. So is anybody else, you know, as Hitler 2.0. If you don't support whatever Netanyahu wants to do, you've got to do what he says. And it's part of the 8th front war, and controlling Americans and censoring Americans is the 8th front, as he said last month. And it was already going on, but he's literally on television saying, we are going to censor the Americans. Well, I don't care who you are, the Chinese, the British, the Germans, the Mexicans, whoever you are. No. And so you've had J.D. Vance criticizing censorship in the EU and how they're trying to censor us over here in the UK. That's all great. And that's going on. That's a problem. But compared to the amount of power Israel has and its current leadership, I just want to be clear about that. This could change. This is the Likudniks, through Netanyahu and the American Zionist and Christian Zionist lobby, because of vacuums there, because the Democrats have record low approval rating, they plunge in the ratings, the lowest ever, lowest fundraising. They are attempting a takeover of the American political system. Now, they were already a powerful lobby on foreign affairs, particularly the Middle East, and foreign policy. And it was a stereotype to say the Jews run everything. And I looked at all the numbers and facts and said, well, they're a powerful integrated group. They're not one block, but yeah, it's a big power block, but no, it's not the whole shooting match. This, because of the massive awakening happening here and around the world and the populist uprisings that are happening, is an opportunistic attempt to move in and bring in the control and the censorship and everything else through the Republican Party, because that is ascendant because of populism and Trump and what we've been doing together, 1776 worldwide. And so to do that, anybody that doesn't do exactly what Netanyahu and the Israel lobby and AIPAC and the ADL say is literally Hitler. And so they're saying the most dangerous anti-Semite to Jews in America, hence the world, is Tucker Carlson. He is not like Hitler. He is not a baby Hitler. He is Hitler. Tucker Carlson is Hitler and is a fox in the hen house and must be neutralized. Those are quotes. That means kill by anybody's summation that has 5 brain cells that rub together. He's a fox in the hen house. You know what to do to one of those? You neutralize him. Yeah, when you neutralize a fox in a hen house, what do? You shoot it with a .22. It's a fox or a .410 shotgun. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to show you the evidence of this now. But the arrogance, the bravado, the pride, There's another word for it. The chutzpah of this gives new meaning to the word chutzpah. Because in Gallup polls and all of them, Israel's the most unpopular country in the world. Seen as the most evil country in the world. And it's getting worse by the minute. And the left hates Israel. And now the right-wing base is learning to hate Israel because Israel's coming into all of our icons who don't totally bow down and fall in front of their on their faces and worship Netanyahu as the golden calf. You get told you're Hitler, that needs to be taken out like a vermin, like a weasel, like a rat, like a fox. And you got the fox, you know, they want the fox to run. They want to chase Tucker Carlson through the main hedgerows like beagles barking hungrily. And people aren't going along with this manhunt. So this is a big deal. And I don't want Israel to be the central issue. I have done my best to tell the Israel lobby, you're really destroying yourself. And I see down the road that will cause much problems for everybody. I just want peace and security. Please don't be villains. Please don't make yourself the center of the universe. Please stop. And they won't. They won't do it. And in this atmosphere of the majority of people, and I mean it's the majority, left and right, think Israel killed Charlie Kirk with no real evidence, but circumstantial because he was going as Israel. When you have all these leaders saying, get Tucker, he's the new Hitler, take him out like a fox, neutralize him, I'm just like, wow. I mean, did you think about those statements before you made them? And of course, they sat around in their councils and did. So you think out of this clash of civilizations, you're going to come out on top even more? Woo, that's rolling the dice. And I really don't want to repeat the paradigm we've been in for really 90-something years, but post-Hitler 80. But I guess it's your identity, and it's all you know. And you could say people that have been abused, you know, tend to then think everybody is the same abuser and tend to recreate it over and over again. I could spend 10 hours on the different ways this can unfold and where it goes. It all goes from bad to worse. And, hey, this is the way it's going. It's what you want. You want to say America first or conservatives or Christians or Hitler? You want to say free speech is Hitler? You want to declare war on us? Challenge accepted. Okay, you're making me do this. I tried. Tried as hard as I could. And I'm still going to cover all the other news, but good Lord, you have forced my hand so that I can come into everybody out there and show people the magic trick instead of, oh, let's just all fight with each other. But exposing the magic trick is even more devastating to you. And that's why you want me off the air. And I know that. But I didn't take your bait all the years trying to get me to play along with your little narrative and put a little Hitler uniform on so you can play the victim. God. Oh, my God. This is horrible. So, again, for anybody out there, and I know most Jews are not involved in this, so, and I know you're smart folks on average, but just if you were going to pick somebody to be Hitler, would you pick Tucker Carlson to be your bad guy? First, you need to pick somebody that doesn't have a big platform so you can frame them and steal their identity and misrepresent them, like the globalist tribe of me, but that failed too. So now in this climate, everyone's going to run to Tucker's aid. He is going to be the cause celeb, the Spartacus. It's already happened. You were already losing in your intimidation and bullying and censorship campaign. And so you're like, here, let's pick one of the best debaters in the world. Let's pick a really nice, sweet, smart, charming person with extremely high, what they call in media Q scores, as high as they get, likability, and let's go attack him. So it'd be like if you were a heavyweight boxer that never really got in the top contention, but you got close to some fights that could get you, you know, up to the top tier. And you go, you know, I want to skip fighting fighters that are more parred with me to just move up and get better. I want to take on the heavyweight champion in his prime. And you go, and they give you the fight and you go into the ring and you get knocked out in 30 seconds. It is insane. And All right, I've already belabored this enough. Now let me show you the clips, but let me state this again. So I need to be very simple with this because it's a big deal. Very clear. Netanyahu knows there's a power vacuum. They know the Democrats are basically done. And they have articles in the Israeli news like, we're the superpower now because we run America and we run the Trump administration, which you really don't, as Vance explained. But who, even if you did run things, why would you brag about it? I mean, you don't see the communist Chinese going, we really secretly run America. And they, for a while, they did. I mean, you're supposed to keep that kind of stuff close to your vest. But see, I'm the guy that exposes the magic trick. Some listeners go, wait, why are you telling them not to expose themselves? Alex, are you? They don't really control things. They're losing on every front. Everyone's turning against them. That's my point. Is that this is crazy level confidence is what this is. And that only works when people are asleep. It does not work under the blaring lights of publicity and attention. And I know that's why a lot of people in Israel want Netanyahu out. The entire former intelligence heads, the current ones, the head of the military. Because Netanyahu has set up this game of chicken and Israel's driving a moped up against an 18-wheeler. So let's say Israel doesn't turn off and this movement against it doesn't turn. Well, what happens when a moped crashes into an 18-wheeler and both are going 70 miles an hour? The moped doesn't win the confrontation. Okay? And if you look at the position you're in politically, you're the moped. And I don't want to see you smashed all over the highway. A, I don't hate you. B, I know what comes out of that, which there's some sick forces up above it. That's what they're looking for, an explosion of crises worldwide. And then out of that comes all the censorship and control. And that's what Tucker and I, 8 months ago, warned of. That had McBreen or somebody go to the two-hour interview in Florida where we did the whole, we talked about it twice, in the middle and at the end about worrying about Israel and this being set up as the big confrontation. This should not be the new confrontation of the 21st century. It should be the West versus Islam and China and transhumanism. It should be the return of the West, return of godliness, return of goodness. That's what creates prosperity and freedom. Even if there's Israel doesn't like Christianity and has an old beef with it, what builds a safe platform, dumbos? You've let in the Muslims. You're allied with China. They're going to slit your throat. All right, let's start getting the clips. Here's Randy Fine 2 days ago on national television, one of the AIPAC front groups. Well, just listen to him for yourself. Tucker Carlson is the number one threat to Jews in America. He is Hitler. Here it is.
But I'm here for the kids down here because it's easy to talk about anti-Semitism on the left. I want to talk about the dark force rising on our side. Multiple speakers have talked about the rise of anti-Semitism on the right. But it is not enough to speak in platitudes or generalities about the fight. We must call evil by its name. 5 years ago, if I was talking to my father, who's watching, hi Dad, if I was talking to my father at 8:59 p.m. at night, he would say, Randy, I gotta go. Tucker Carlson's gonna be on. But make no mistake, today, Tucker Carlson is the most dangerous anti-Semite in America. He has chosen to take on the mantle of leader of a modern day Hitler Youth, to broadcast and feature those who celebrate the Nazis, those who call for the extermination of Israel, to defend Hamas, to even criticize President Trump for stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions. Friends, make no mistake. Tucker is not MAGA. Tucker's fall from grace has been one of the most extraordinary implosions in political history. And the rapidity of it has created real challenges for us all. Because our friends don't have our shared experience. I even deal with this with my colleagues in the House. See, they remember the Tucker of 5 years ago. They don't live with anti-Semitism every day. They don't think about it the way that we do. And it's jarring for them to try to understand, how did this person become who he is today? But the challenge is, he's inspired a movement of hate in our midst. And I'm not done calling people out.
All right. So it took me 45 minutes to start getting these clips. I've got 7 or 8, 9 more that get even worse I'm going to play for you. Everything I told you, and then more dealing with this. But if you go to the Newsweek article about Josh Hammer, he actually quotes it. He says, like a fox, I want to show the actual Newsweek. He says, like you take out a fox, we need to neutralize Tucker Carlson. That's clearly not even a veiled threat. You can pull up the article Newsweek, pull up Daily Mail about it. It's right there. Now, then he tried to spin it and say he didn't really mean that, but I'm digressing. Here is Randy Fine, and I'll move on to other people in a moment. Last year in Florida, with the law they've gotten through, with his help, saying, oh, if you put up a sign, we call it litter, that's a $500 fine. But if you put up a sign that's anti-Semitic, it's 5 years in prison. So we tag on a thought crime to some petty misdemeanor, Class C, and that's how we throw you in jail. And again, if you scroll down to the bottom of this article, it's the very last paragraph, where he says, the fox is now comfortably ensconced in the hen house, and unless the fox is neutralized, the victim could be the entire extent of GOP coalition itself. There you go. And he'll tell you what the destiny of the West is right there. And they'll tell you, though they were all neocons that were never Trumpers, they'll tell you now, though, that people like myself and Tucker and others, we're the bad ones you can't trust because we're Hitler. Here is Randy Fine successfully ramming through legislation that is completely unconstitutional and dangerous. Here it is.
Holding people accountable without, you know, violating their free speech.
Sure. And again, I would remind you that there's no First Amendment right to conduct. There's a First Amendment right to speech. And the things that we're targeting in the bill are not speech. Again, if someone wants to stand across the street from my house and wave a sign on the sidewalk, they have every right to do that. And this bill won't have anything to do with that. But when it veers into conduct, and so the way we're going to approach this is through a hate crime kicker. So if you graffiti a building, it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in prison. If you want to litter, it's a crime right now. But if you litter and if your motivation is a hate crime, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail. It is a crime right now to hang banners from an interstate. For obvious reasons, we don't want to distract drivers. But if you do that and you have a hate crime, a hate motivation, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail.
How optimistic are you?
So that's the type of garbage we're dealing with. Here's the head of Meta, and you can watch the full clip. It's like an hour long, but saying, oh, yeah, we do censor. But if you say we're censoring, we'll censor you. Here it is.
We banned content with harmful stereotypes about Jews, such as the claim that Jews run the world or other major institutions. We updated our policies to recognize that the term Zionist can be used as a proxy for Jews and Israelis. We banned content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media. And we do not allow for dehumanizing comparisons of Zionists. It's a delicate balance between safety and expression. My role is to ensure that the voices of Israelis and the Jewish community are heard in this policymaking process.
So you have a crushing anti-free speech, anti-First Amendment operation. You call it delicate. Again, and she goes on to describe how Jewish groups got into all the major censorship things and are censoring. And if you say we're censoring, we'll censor you. I mean, it's just crazy. But I've got more clips when we come back that are even worse. I'm going to move into other subjects, but they want to go to war with Tucker, folks. And I'm talking about the censors in general, the globalists, all of it. Because they think if they can get Tucker, they can then get everybody else by intimidation and by setting the model. Well, they said that about me in the last 8 years. Remember that? We're going to get Alex Jones. Back then, I was number one. We're still in the top three political talk shows in the world. Rogan, Tucker, myself. And I'm not trying to be number one. It's a very dangerous position to be in, as you can see. But Now look at Elon Musk. I mean, you know, how hardcore he is. So we're being, quote, radicalized, to use their term, by their radical behavior against us. And I don't want to make it all about the Israel lobby and stuff, but they want to make it about it. They want to come tell you we're censoring you, and if you don't like it, we'll censor you, or we'll take you out like a fox in the hen house. We'll neutralize your ass. Now, I'm backed by you, the listeners and viewers, and we're in major legal battles, trying to shut us down, ongoing, set up the new network, all of it. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that. That's our sponsor that funds InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network. It is critical to buy the products there. Plus, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. We're about to sell out probably today in the Ultra Methylene Red first run that complements the Methylene Blue. It is an incredible formula, so good for you. It takes about an hour to kick in. The Methylene Blue takes about 30 minutes. It is not a stimulant, but it feels like one. This is so clean. The clarity is so amazing. Both these products are insanely good. And you can take advantage of the sale right now. Sign up for AutoShip, cancel any time, and get your future order at 50% off, including your first order, even though it's about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega deals, but each deal only runs for a few days. 30 straight days of freedom-fighting discounts that are absolutely empowering your body, your focus, your clarity, your health, and our operation. So thank you so much for your support. But here's what this incredible products will actually do for you, ladies and gentlemen. They will fund an operation that's changing the world, and they will empower your personal health in your life. All you got to do is take action and try them. We have an 80%+ reorder on things like Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. That's how good these work. Right now, get 25% off site-wide on top of all of the other big sales. That's every supplement like Ultramethylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, and hoodie, slash 25% off while supplies last. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment, midnight tonight, noon tomorrow. Nobody knows, because it's all about how fast the sales come in. Storm the site now and fund the operation while getting great products. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stock up on supplements, the merch, and so much more before the discounts vanish like Hillary's emails. 30 days of chaos pricing starting now. Remember, all supplements, including the incredible Methylene Red, are 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip, and you never run out, even when it sells out for everybody else. Plus, signing up as a VIP is the number one way to save money. $30 a month, get $40 off instantly, $40 to spend, and so much more. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the Methylene Blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the Methylene Blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
If you are receiving receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trying to take over MAGA, trying to intimidate all the top thought leaders, turn into a warmongering, anti-free speech, just scumbag operation, and that's really what's happening. Here's the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts' response to this intimidation. I think he knocked it out of the park.
I'll have more to say on this in the coming days, but today I want to be clear about one thing. Christians can critique the state of Israel without being anti-Semitic. And of course, anti-Semitism should be condemned. My loyalty as a Christian and as an American is to Christ first and to America always. When it serves the interests of the United States to cooperate with Israel and other allies, we should do so with partnerships on security, intelligence, and technology. But when it doesn't, conservatives should feel no obligation to reflexively support any foreign government, no matter how loud the pressure becomes from the globalist class or from their mouthpieces in Washington. The Heritage Foundation didn't become the intellectual backbone of the conservative movement by canceling our own people or policing the consciences of Christians. And we won't start doing that now. We don't take direction from comments on X, though we are grateful for the robust free speech debate. We also don't take direction from members or donors, though we are inherently grateful for their support. And we're adding more every day. This is the robust debate we invite with our colleagues, our movement friends, our members, and the American public. We will always defend truth. We will always defend America, and we will always defend our friends against the slander of bad actors who serve someone else's agenda. That includes Tucker Carlson, who remains, and as I have said before, always will be a close friend of the Heritage Foundation. The venomous coalition attacking him are sowing division. Their attempt to cancel him will fail. Most importantly, the American people expect us to be focusing on our political adversaries on the left, not attacking our friends on the right. I disagree with, and even abhor, things that Nick Fuentes says. But canceling him is not the answer either. When we disagree with a person's thoughts and opinions, we challenge those ideas in debate. And we have seen success in this approach as we continue to dismantle the vile ideas of the left. As my friend Vice President Vance said last night, what I am not okay with is any country coming before the interests of American citizens, and it is important for all of us, assuming we are American citizens, to put the interest of our own country first. That's where our allegiance lies, and that's where it will stay.
So, again, here's the message to the Likudniks that want to take over the administration. I mean, I guess you can't blame them. They want to go ahead and make a run at it. And they don't care if it creates a bunch of anti-Semitism. They just raise money off that and play victim. I'm just here trying to communicate to just the public in general, including Jews and everybody who aren't, you know, just out there running their daily business and don't understand what's going on here. This is sick. And this is an attempt to intellectually really reinstall the whole neocon vision that Netanyahu was at the center of that we had with Herbert Walker Bush's son, George W. So when the corporate media attacks you and calls you Hitler, you get more popular. In fact, people are so sick of the censorship, a lot of people like Hitler, which I don't. But that should tell you something. When Hitler's more popular in Israel, and Hitler is, in 2025, calling Tucker Hitler will just make people that hate you like him, and then it'll also get crazy people that are dumbed down to think he is Hitler and try to go kill him. So just so you know, the Hitler buzzword doesn't work anymore. I got a few more clips on this and the censorship, and then I'm going to move into other big topics and open the phones up today. But I wanted to address this front and center because this is bigger than just an attack on the First Amendment for Tucker Carlson. This is an attempt by the Likudniks to take over the Trump administration and the conservative populist movement, America First, by labeling anything pro-America as Hitler, worship of Israel, being Christian.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two on this Monday, November 3rd, 2025 transmission. I've just spent most of the last hour talking about the Likudnik, Israel First, AIPAC, neocon lobby trying to take over the Republican Party, trying to take over MAGA, trying to say that anyone that doesn't do exactly what Netanyahu says, anyone that is against a war that Israel wants, anybody who's against censorship, anybody that does not do exactly what the Likudniks say is Hitler, and that Tucker Carlson is actually the biggest threat to Jews in America and the world by extension. They actually said that. And that he's got to be taken out like a fox in a hen house. He's got to be neutralized. And they've got all this legislation at the state level. Some of it's passed in Texas, Florida, you name it. You got a concrete company that's been building roads for 20 years? Sorry, your owner made a criticism of Israel. Any criticism, you're not allowed to have state contracts. That's what the Nazis did when they said, you know, at first, when Hitler got in 33, he said, oh, you're Jewish, you can't have state contracts, you can't have government contracts. Then it expanded out from there. That's what the social credit score is that Larry Fink and all of them want right now. They already put it in China. So we've seen this movie before, and whether it comes from Adolf Hitler or whether it comes from Congressman from Florida, Randy Fine, we're done. You've got AOC, and you've got people like Ilhan Omar that really do hate Jews and really are what you'd call classically want to get rid of Israel and push it in the ocean. MTG just doesn't want the Israel lobby controlling us, so she's Hitler. Same thing with Tucker. And so this is really a jumping the shark moment. And by coming out and getting mad that he interviewed, and gave him a pretty tough interview in a lot of ways, Nick Fuentes, and trying to say you deserve to die like a fox in a hen house because of it, if something happens to Tucker, you know, you guys are to blame. And then people say, oh, see, like Charlie Kirk. Oh, Israel killed Charlie Kirk. Never saw evidence of that. Though there is a cover-up going on by Cash Patel blocking any investigation into foreign assistance by Tulsi Gabbard, and they say they did find evidence. They didn't say from where. And killing any investigation of any domestic people helping him, which we know they were there. Oh, I'm the shooter, not the guy on the roof. Guy gets arrested. Political operative. Six trannies say Charlie Kirk will be dead tomorrow when he comes to town at the university in Utah. He was. Then they brag the next day. See, told you so. Where is the investigation of that? So now this has gotten really bad. But regardless of that, we have, under Netanyahu, the Israel First lobby, trying to bully and take out the top supporters and top intellectual thought leaders of the Republican Party. That's why they want me off the air, because I have a huge influence. And now they've moved their attack to Tucker Carlson. And, of course, it's only energizing him. His audience is only getting even bigger, way bigger than it was on Fox. And that's why they've moved to, well, we better just take out the Fox like you do in a hen house, neutralize him. So let's go ahead and go to J.D. Vance last week at Turning Point USA. He got a bunch of these questions, giving a perfect answer. I agree with that. Where we can work with Israel, we will. We're not enemies with Israel, but we're America first. Not groveling and bowing down to Israel. But notice the huge applauses. Notice that everywhere he goes, he gets these questions. Trump has said, man, my constituents really don't like Israel. They just don't like Israel being involved in every facet of our lives, like the Democrat Party trying to control us too. I don't think we should foam at the mouth about Israel and join the Islamists and all those people. And yeah, you see the Young Turks and others now showing clips of me and clips of Tucker out of context. Oh, look, they're with us now. No, we're not. You can have an issue with the Islamists and with Netanyahu and the Likudniks. You can have, it's like motorcycle gangs. You can be one motorcycle gang and there's a couple others you don't like either one of them. Okay? Or one you know is pure cancer, the other, could change, but you're it's still making a move on you. So I look at things very pragmatically, how they actually work. And again, I don't couch that I, don't want to kill all the Jews so the Jews don't get me. That's how I really feel. I'm certainly not with the crazy Nazis that think I get secret paychecks from Netanyahu and, constantly send me threats against my family. We're going to kill you and you Jews. But also understand running around calling popular populists that are just trying to speak the truth Nazis and saying they should be taken out energizes the crazies on the other side. But you know what? Those crazies out there aren't getting legislation passed to put you in jail for 5 years if you hand out anti-Semitic pamphlets in Florida. So go ahead and roll J.D. Vance and then go right into this article. It's from this article. AIPAC-funded reps seek crackdown on anti-Semitism with bill to censor social media. And here they are with Greenblatt. So they have this at the federal and state level. Here they are with the Democrat Josh Gottheimer and Don Bacon. And, here they are just saying, we can't allow this. You can't talk bad about Israel. Yeah, you can. And the more you try to stop people from doing it, the more they do it. But that I know has been going on a while, so I cover it as much as need be, but it's not the number one issue for me. But now I've just spent an hour and 12 minutes on it because you're making it front and center and you're now trying to take over the Republican Party and bully everybody, and it's not going well. It's like you ran into a brick wall because you did, but you're not stopping. And you know what? After you play these clips, just play the meta lady. It's a short clip. And then play clip one again, too, just so you can hear this for yourself. Tucker is the number one threat to Jews in the world. This is out of the mouth of a Republican congressman who has a lot of clout out of Florida. This guy is trying to create an explosion. I mean, if I wanted to get people to hate Jews, if I wanted to add fuel to the fire, I would say what the head of Meta says. I would say what he says. I would do exactly what you're doing. That's why I'm so upset. Because then I look at where this leads. Not good for anybody. Maybe good for you in the short term because you can play victim and get a bunch of donations, but God almighty, man. Woo! Here, go to the clips.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm a Christian man, and I'm just confused why that there's this notion that we owe Israel something, or that they're our greatest ally, or that we have to support this multi-hundred-billion-dollar foreign aid package to Israel to cover this, to quote Charlie Kirk, ethnic cleansing in Gaza. I'm just confused why this idea has come around, considering the fact that not only does their religion not agree with ours, but also openly supports the prosecution of ours.
Yeah, so Let's say things, a few things about this. First of all, when the President of the United States says America first, that means that he pursues the interests of Americans first. That is our entire foreign policy. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have alliances, that you're not going to work with other countries from time to time. And that is what the President believes, is that Israel, sometimes they have similar interests to the United States and we're going to work with them in that case. Sometimes they don't have similar interests to the United States. And this example, the most recent Gaza peace plan that all of us have been working on very hard for the past few weeks, the President of the United States could only get that peace deal done by actually being willing to apply leverage to the state of Israel. So when people say that Israel is somehow manipulating or controlling the President of the United States, they're not controlling this President of the United States, which is one of the reasons why we'd be able to have some of the success that we've had in the Middle East. Now, you ask about, you know, sort of Jews disagreeing with Christians on certain religious ideas. Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the realities is that Jews do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Obviously, Christians do believe that. There are some significant theological disagreements between Christians and Jews. My attitude is, let's have those conversations. Let's have those disagreements when we have them. But if there are shared areas of interest, we ought to be willing to do that too. For example, I really care about, one thing I really, really care about is the preservation of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Christians believe that that is the site where Jesus Christ was crucified and also that his tomb is right there as well. My attitude is if we can work with our friends in Israel to make sure that Christians have safe access to that site, that's an obvious area of common interest. I'm fine with that. What I'm not okay with is any country coming before the interests of American citizens, and it is important for all of us, assuming we're American citizens, to put the interest of our own country first. That's what we're going to do. That's what we try to do every single day, I promise you. Thank you.
So the spell has been lifted. To the left, having, you know, trans people brainwash small children and cut their genitals off as their sacrament. For the right wing, just worshiping whoever's in charge in Israel has been the religion. It's over. And these attempts at intimidation and getting everybody in line are only going to blow up in your face. Again, here's Meta. You got to watch the full clip. It's crazy. But she says it right here. We're censoring. We're controlling. We're not letting you even call people Zionists. Remember, the ADL doesn't want to say the OK sign is bad, too. That means Hitler. Anything they say is now anti-Semitic, they can ban. The arrogance of it. And then one more time, Randy Fine saying that Tucker is the number one threat. He is Hitler returned. The rebirth of Hitler. Here it is.
We banned content with harmful stereotypes about Jews, such as the claim that Jews run the world or other major institutions. We updated our policies to recognize that the term Zionist can be used as a proxy for Jews and Israelis. We banned content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media. And we do not allow for dehumanizing comparisons of Zionists. It's a delicate balance between safety and expression. My role is to ensure that the voices of Israelis and the Jewish community are heard in this policymaking process.
But I'm here for the kids down here, because it's easy to talk about anti-Semitism on the left. I want to talk about the dark force rising on our side. Multiple speakers have talked about the rise of anti-Semitism on the right. But it is not enough to speak in platitudes or generalities about the fight. We must call evil by its name. 5 years ago, if I was talking to my father, who's watching, hi dad, if I was talking to my father at 8:59 p.m. at night, he would say, Randy, I gotta go. Tucker Carlson's gonna be on. But make no mistake, today, Tucker Carlson is the most dangerous anti-Semite in America. He has chosen to take on the mantle of leader of a modern day Hitler Youth, to broadcast and feature those who celebrate the Nazis, those who call for the extermination of Israel, to defend Hamas, to even criticize President Trump for stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions. Friends, make no mistake. Tucker is not MAGA. T- Tucker's fall from grace has been one of the most extraordinary implosions in political history. And the rapidity of it has created real challenges for us all. Because our friends don't have our shared experience. I even deal with this with my colleagues in the House. See, they remember the Tucker of 5 years ago. They don't live with anti-Semitism every day. They don't think about it the way that we do. And it's jarring for them to try to understand, how did this person become who he is today? But the challenge is he's inspired a movement of hate in our midst. And I'm not done calling people out.
You know who inspired it? People like you, fat ass, Randy Fine. Tucker literally was against full war with Iran. He's been anti-war for 14, 15 years. He's apologized for being pro-war before. And then he got called anti-Semitic and demonized, and he interviews all sorts of interesting people and asks Fuentes a lot of tough questions. And I disagree with some of the stuff Fuentes says. I mean, Stalin's a great person? Come on. He just does that to be shocking. But then you can't call for violence against people like Josh Hammer is. So I'm going to finish up with this, but here's what I want to do. I want to open the phones up, at least in the first round. So I don't screen your calls 95% of the time. But by screen, most talk shows say, we're on this subject, and they decide if they want to talk to you. And I get it. Some callers kind of sound numb or dumb. But you know, they also use it to really control the narrative so people can't be heard. We, in general, don't screen calls other than when the helicopter collided over Reagan International. I said, hey, we're taking calls from air traffic controllers, either civilian or military. And we had 2 hours of incredible experts that turned out to all be right, and it was amazing TV and radio. So I do screen when I specifically ask for people to call in on a subject. I don't screen what you're going to say. I just want a clean phone line, and you're then welcome to speak. So in the first round, when we fill up the first board, after that it'll be a free-for-all, I want to give Jews, whether they're in Israel, whether they're in Germany, whether they're in Mexico, whether they're in the U.S., particularly the U.S., a chance to call in and respond to what I've said in the last hour and 20 minutes and to the things I put forward. I think that's interesting. I think that's riveting. I think that's informative. And then we'll open the phones up for everybody. And I know what we're going to get. We're going to get about 70% anti-Israel, because it's all been boiled down to that. Well, I'm not with the Islamists. I'm not with AOC. I'm not with Ilhan Omar. I'm not with Mondami. See, it's the new clash is either pro-Israel or anti-Israel. How about Israel's got different leaders? How about Netanyahu's not doing a good thing? How about he stood down on October 7th? How about Israel created Hamas? How about Israel's got its problems? But also, why is Israel the main topic? Well, mainly because the censors and the control and the Israel lobby is really trying to take control of our country. And is saying, you're not MAGA, Alex Jones. You're not MAGA, Tucker Carlson. Now they're attacking J.D. Vance. He said, hey, yeah, no. We'll work with Israel when we can. Want to be friends, but don't try to control us. That's because J.D. Vance knows which way the wind blows. So the spell of the Israel lobby and the Christian Zionists having control of the right wing in America is over. We know the Jews went, and that's great, and helped get Trump elected and donated, and all that stuff's great, because the left's so frothing, literally, the universities literally want to push you into the ocean and kill you. I don't. And I don't want them to do it, and I don't want Netanyahu to tee you up as the villains for it to happen. You got your place. It's over there. It's tiny. Wish you success. All that. I get you're surrounded. Okay. You beat Hezbollah. You beat Hamas. But Netanyahu wants to keep it going. And that's where Tucker is. And he understands, talking to top geopolitical experts, how dangerous this is. And he does not hate you because you're Jewish. That is horse shit. And you know it's not true. But you're doing it. Because if you can crack him, then you can make the Heritage Foundation, everybody else, be scared of you and adopt whatever you say. All the warmongering, all the censorship, all of it. And that's why, gloves are off, I'm exposing you. Now, maybe you're Jewish and agree with me. Maybe you agree with something, don't agree with something. Maybe you actually think I'm Hitler and secretly have a big Hitler tattoo as a tramp stamp on my ass, which actually I do. joking. The point is that this is a chance for Jews, and I know we're not people that say they're Jewish and call in and then start spewing Hitler stuff. That's lying to get on air. You can call in later. I'm going to hang up on you if you do that, okay? This is a chance for Jews to call in and give your perspective here on the air. Because I'm all about being truly fair and balanced, and I also think this will be riveting radio and TV. So here's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And interspersed, you know, I'm going to hit all the other military news, the economy news, the SNAP news, the air traffic shutdown news, day 33. I mean, there's so much more here, but nope. The Democrats were trying to destroy the country and take our free speech, so I've been in a fight with them. And now the Israel lobby's coming in the vacuum trying to run things, and so you're making yourself the center of attention. Well, I'll definitely dance with that then. Because they saw me as the biggest talk show host in the last 8 years and tried to take me down. And now they see Tucker as the biggest for political news, which he is, which I'm happy to be right behind him. I'm serious. Being number one is, woo! I mean, I'm still getting shot up politically constantly, and it's not fun when you're number one, but it's a mission. And so I'm here to defend number one, and he's a great guy. Boy, aren't we blessed to have a number one like that? I mean, when Musk does stuff, he's number one, bigger than us all combined. I'm just telling like it is. You know, Trump is the president. He's obviously number one for reaching people, but he's got a lot of stuff going on that covers a lot of topics, which I get. It's very refreshing. But... yeah, Dinesh D'Souza's attacking Tucker now. Warns of mass desertions of minorities from the GOP following racist attacks on Ramaswamy. I mean, they're elevating nothing comments online like the left does. Oh, look, some young Republicans were saying racist stuff. That's all the Republicans. But now we have the Israel lobby and their adjuncts, which and I like Dinesh D'Souza. He's done a lot of great work, but he's an Israel firster. To a great extent. He believes it aligns with America. In fact, let's get to D'Souza on ASAP. I want to debate him about this. And I'm not going to do some foreign policy debate with him. I can do that, too. I'm just talking about, come on, dude. Elevating, oh, God, the Republicans are going to lose their base. Right when we're getting triple the blacks, triple the Hispanics voting for us, people see through it all. Oh, no, now we have the Republican neocon wing to tell us, oh, actually, because Tucker Carlson interviewed Nick Fuentes, Trump's Hitler, too. This is a cheap trick, folks. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is the Israel lobby making a run at us, trying to take the party over. That's why I'm harping on it. Like, Israel's not my main focus until they were about to have us go to full war with Iran. Then I was all Israel all the time. Because whatever the issue is, I'm on it. I'm, like, running around trying to put these fires out. So... this is a chance for Jewish Americans, Israelis, no matter where you live, you speak English, because I'm sorry, that's the only language I can speak well. We'll talk to you, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, and we'll take your calls coming up. I do have the clip I didn't get to of the federal legislation they're trying to pass to restrict free speech with AIPAC pushing it. And that's a short clip. We'll come back. We'll finish up with that, and then we'll go to your calls. Don't forget, we have the biggest sale going right now in the history of theAlexJonesStore.com. 25% off store-wide on top of 50% off on all the supplements when you sign up for AutoShip, canceling time. There's a bunch of other big sales and discounts there on the site as well. When you become a VIP for $30 a month, canceling time, you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best products. Ultramethylene Reb is a limited run. It's incredible. It's about to sell out, probably today. Get it while you still can. Ultramethylene Reb now at theauctionstore.com.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh, my God. And then I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel Methylene Blue, you feel this. So
look at this.
Here's your normal Methylene Blue, right? Look at Methylene Red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're going to need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Wants to call in and give whatever your diverse view is on Israel and what's happening with the attempted hostile takeover by Netanyahu and AIPAC of the Republican Party in MAGA, won't have to wait long because I opened the phones up, left them open for Jews to come in and have the first say here because I've been going for an hour and a half, and we've got four callers, maybe more are going to come in. Yeah, well, when I can put on a special topic like, hey, air traffic controllers call in, 20 phone calls fill the board. So, don't be squeamish. Don't be scared. I mean, I really want to talk to you. I want to have a debate at an adult level about this, I don't see how anybody can disagree with me if they're smart. I mean, this is really bad. But it's simple. There's a vacuum. The Democrats have fallen on their face. They're dying as a party. All the numbers are there. Lowest approval rating, record low fundraising. And I get it. The powerful Jewish lobby, and there's other big lobbies too, saw the Democrats literally want to destroy Israel and literally do love Hitler. And so the Democrats and Jewish Democrats finally went, wow, this is really dumb. Trump doesn't want to blow us up. But that doesn't mean just because Trump is an anti-Israel that now he's on a leash and does whatever you say. And then that doesn't mean you pick the biggest Trump supporter talk show host and try to destroy him to scare everybody else. We know what you're doing. So thank you for helping get Trump in. We don't want to blow up Israel. We don't want to drive you into the sea, from the mountains of the sea. We don't like Ilhan Omar or Tlaib or any of them or Mondami. But we also don't walk around on a leash, okay? This is America first. And that's where I stand, just like J.D. Vance said. And I've had the leftist Jews, the ADL, and the right-wing Jews forever try to cast me as Hitler because I was trying to influence the Republican Party, and I'm a populist, and what I'm saying is popular. They're like, if this guy succeeds, all our special interests won't be able to do what we want. There's always powerful interests that want to run the most powerful country in the world. I'm very pragmatic about it. I'm very real about it. Okay? I don't have in my basement a picture of Hitler and Nazi flag, and I jack off to it. Okay? But I also don't jerk off to an Israeli flag, is what I'm trying to say. And I abhor the left of the Islamists, you know that. But the course you're on is highly destructive. You need to turn back, and it's blowing up in your face. And I've basically stated that. I'm going to stop now. But when the left comes out with all this anti-free speech legislation, I oppose it. And then when the Israel lobby congressmen do, sometimes wearing Israeli Defense Force outfits on the floor of Congress, I mean, what? Imagine if somebody was a dual citizen in Israel and they're in the Knesset, they show up in an Air Force outfit. They'd be like, what are you doing, dude? It's insulting. Stop insulting people. Stop acting like assholes. Excuse my French. It's just, come on. Please. Because we've got China to deal with. We got so many. We got transhumanism, the AI wars, the Russia, China, I mean, all of this. But instead, I can't stop it. It's all about clash of civilizations again. And then this is now the clash. This is beyond dangerous. So I'll take your calls and then we'll just open the phones up to everybody. In fact, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 folks that say they're Jewish. I'm sure some of these are going to be false flags and they won't be, but we'll see. It's an honor system here. And then now after this, free for all, whatever your view is, whatever your idea is, what do you make of what I've said? What do you think of my critique? Am I wrong? Am I right? I really want to be challenged because it always steel sharpens steel. And I'm not worried about being challenged. I want to be challenged. Sometimes I get things explained to me. But you say you get the call. I'm getting the call right now. That's another thing, to be fair. All sorts of political lobbies call and lobby talk show hosts and say, don't do this, don't do that. So the idea that it's just Jewish lobbies that call people and say, hey, you might not want to, come over to Israel, see what it's really like. All these groups do that. So the Muslims do it too. The Mormons do it. Everybody tries to get people to come see their thing and, buy into their operation or whatever. So again, I'm a realist, ladies and gentlemen, but you can literally make the joke now that we're about to get the call. So let's go ahead and start going to your calls. I mentioned this clip, so let's play this. This is the last one of so many I have. AIPAC-funded reps seek crackdown on anti-Semitism with bill to censor social media. And they're literally like, we just can't let people criticize Jews. Do you understand when you do that, you only make it 100 times bigger? And again, so much of what I see said about Jews is not true. It's laughable. But it doesn't matter. There are people online saying the most insane things about me all day. And I just make a joke about it. Like J.D. Vance dressed up like the meme of him with the curly hair and all of it and with the crazy eyes. That's what you do. You don't become the thing people say you are. All right, here's the clip. We'll go to your calls.
This bipartisan legislation will require social media companies to release detailed public reports of violations of their terms of service and to outline how they're addressing these violations, which includes the use of their platforms by terrorist groups. Every day companies fail to report this information, it will result in a $5 million fine. Social media companies can no longer hide the crimes that take place on their platforms, especially when they pose a threat to America's national security. And we're very proud this bill has the backing of the Anti-Defamation League.
I saw anti-Semitism for the first time when I was 15 years old. I had good parents who taught me it was wrong, but it left a lasting impression of seeing my first incident as a teenager. And if you're on my social media, you see it every day from people that are responding back with what I consider is clearly anti-Semitic kind of messages on social media. I even saw a article today, it was about me, but was talking about we have opposed congressmen who are pro-Zionists, right? And you're like, in other words, it's all over our social media, and it's unacceptable. And when I saw the protests out here the last 2 days, they were vile, right? They were, you can see the anti-Semitism in their comments and how they were treating some of our members of Congress who are Jewish. And I saw that firsthand. It's unacceptable. And so we want to be in a country that makes clear that anti-Semitism or any kind of racism is repugnant, unacceptable, not allowed in my space, and with zero tolerance for it. And people should feel like they're scorned for having these ideas and espousing these ideals. And we need to work with our social media companies to clean this up, because what is going on is wrong. And I think it's further influencing other young, more people that more, you know, can be influenced by what they're seeing. That's more that this is a behavior. It is not. So we need to hold these companies accountable and work with them to take it off the airwaves. So I'm glad to work with my good friend on this. I appreciate Mr. Greenblatt being here as well.
I applaud Congressman Gottheimer and Congressman Bacon for reintroducing the Stop Hate Act. It's bipartisan. And it's launched not because they are Democrat or Republican, but because they're patriots who understand what our country needs to hold the tech companies accountable. Get them to curb the content.
We banned content with harmful steroids.
All right, so that's anti-First Amendment. It's only making it worse. We're going to take your calls now in the order that they have been received. Let's go to Amanda in Florida, who says she's Jewish, who has her take on this. Thanks for calling, Amanda. What do you think about what I've been saying and what's happening?
Alex, I agree with everything you've been saying so far. I really do.
Elaborate on that. I mean, so you don't think Tucker Carlson is the new Hitler?
No, of course not. No. No. I mean, I don't have much to add to what you say, because to put it simply, I simply agree with you. And it's unfortunate. We really need to get to the bottom of who is paying these influencers to put out these talking points, because they're smart enough to know better.
Well, you sound like a smart lady. I mean, where do you think this is going? I just know that... Why is this even? Why is this everything? Why is this happening?
I don't know. I mean, if you're Israeli, you're Israel first, I suppose, which makes sense, and you want to leverage your power within the United States, but it doesn't work for us. We can't be America first and Israel first all the time.
So, I think what J.D. Vance said was very measured. Is exactly what I believe.
Yeah, very. We'll just have to see if he backtracks, if he cowers to the pressure. I was disappointed to see what happened with the Heritage Foundation.
Well, let's remember what Netanyahu has, like a 15% approval rating in Israel. That's why I defend people in Israel, because I know that most of them don't even agree with this.
You know, after the man from the Heritage Foundation made his statement, I was about to donate money to him, but then he backtracked.
I must have missed it. Did he backtracked off that statement?
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow,
yes,
I didn't know that. What did he do?
I don't have it verbatim. Maybe your staff can pull it up, but he made a quote-unquote clarification.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. Nick likes to be a edgelord, and I've tried to talk to him a lot about de-escalating things, which he's done some. Like, this isn't a joke, Nick. You have a lot of power. And, you know, like, oh, I love Stalin. I'm like, come on. So... You know, but at the same time, Tucker did a pretty serious interview with him and, you know, has been pretty mad at him. So, again, to try to say that everything Nick says is what Tucker believes is just not true. Thanks for the call. But it doesn't matter. Those are interesting interviews. I mean, remember Jerry Springer interviewing David Duke? I mean, just come on, people. Great points. Appreciate you calling. Dan in Arizona, who says he's Jewish, what's your take on this?
First of all, just want to just state this. I'm a Jew for Jesus. My family, my heritage goes back to the Spanish Inquisition. My grandfather migrated here from Cuba in the late 50s. He worked for Havana Airlines. In doing so, in that, he had worked with Mossad and had Mossad contacts on his way to the United States before he came a citizen. In my opinion, they helped him become a citizen. The way my grandfather rose through politics here in Arizona, when he died last year, they were calling him an institution in Arizona, Alberto Gutierrez, okay? But he's one of those people that worshipped the Israeli flag and not necessarily, he wasn't a necessarily what you would call a practicing Jew, but he did have the Star of David all over his house. The Israeli flag is still hanging in his office. I go to church. Well, I've been going to church recently. My pastor has just been on this Israel tear where everything's about Israel, and I can't stomach it. I'm going to learn about Jesus and try to work on my faith.
This is a perfect point you make. That's what I'm saying is it's the whole thing's sick. You've got the Jews getting all radicalized, got everybody else getting it, and it's like it's getting worse and worse.
No, and it's horrible because it's pitting everybody against each other. But all of my Jewish friends, I would say 95% of them, have a sour taste in their mouth. I would say within the last 2 years, with everything we've seen on our phones, with the what's going on in Gaza, everybody's sick to their stomach and tired of Israel. We're all getting tired of it. When Israel started attacking Iran, I'm like, who's the biggest Israel critic? So I started listening to Fuentes. I listen every single day now. I am a Jew for Jesus. I listen to Nick Fuentes. I am tired of these Republicans telling me how I have to be. I am tired of all of it. Look up my last name, Alex. Ask the people to look up my last name, Alberto Gutierrez, that I am not a liar. I am 100% honest. I have Jewish heritage. I am so against all of this. I am tired of Israel.
Dan, I appreciate your call. I'm not cutting you off because you're not saying important things. We got to get everybody here. Thank you. Isaac in Tel Aviv, who's Jewish. Go ahead, Isaac. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm really worried that the main issue is Israel and the Muslims, and you got to pick us. The whole thing is disgusting, but the AIPAC is making it a lot worse. What do you think about what I've said?
So I think that free speech and is very, very important in America. But these influences like Fuentes and Carlson, and they're like throwing gasoline on the fire, and it's turning everybody against us.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Josh Hammer saying we should deal with Tucker Carlson like a fox in the hen house and neutralize him? Do you think that helps?
I think that's pretty provocative, but you look throughout history, and whenever this starts to happen, whenever like you go back to like Hitler and the Romans, and it's like it's almost where once somebody starts talking about it, it kind of fuels the fire and promotes the anti-Semitism.
Well, I know from the history and even family that witnessed it that Hitler was a very bad guy. The Romans, anybody that opposed them, they burned everything down and killed everybody. So, okay, yeah, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD. They did that to a lot of people.
But do you think it's kind of obvious that...
No, but I just see these rabbis still bitching about, we're mad at Europe because the Romans did this. The Romans would go annihilate anybody got in their way. I mean, that's what they did.
Do you think that Europeans are kind of, it's in their genetics, though?
But that's where I was going. No, I don't think it's in European genetics. It's in everybody's genetics to be tribal. But that's where I was going with that, is that there's this thing, because I see that said by Josh Hammer. Oh, it's in the European DNA to hate Jews. No, it's in the European DNA and everybody else's DNA to want to run their own show. Thanks for the call. See, I'm just reading minds here, folks. This is just crazy. And he made some good points. And look, everybody has their own position. But Netanyahu's trying a hostile takeover of the Republican Party because the Democrats are done at this current point. And you can't deny that. And picking a fight with Tucker Carlson saying he is the new Hitler is not true. Yeah, I mean, here's Netanyahu can play it. Our eight-front war, we will stop the people criticizing us. Dude, you are... People are piling on now because everybody wants to be an edgelord. Everybody wants to do the big naughty thing. And so the naughtiest thing is that, you know, the thing you're not supposed to do is attack Israel. And then Israel's saying, oh, yeah, you can't do that. You're like playing into it. Defuse the whole situation. Stop every time somebody does an interview critical of Israel going completely ape. But I know you're not going to listen to me. So, okay, fine. Knock yourselves out. Let's go to Skeptic in Texas. Oh, no, no. We're taking these in the order. I'm taking the Jews first. We're discriminating here. We're getting a call here. I'll go to Skeptic later. I said we're going to first exhaust all the Jews on the board. Let me see here. Josh in Florida says he's Jewish. And then we got Tyrell. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to Josh in Florida who says he's Jewish. Go ahead. What's your take?
How we doing, Alex? I'm pretty much agreeing with most of the things that you said so far, especially with the fact that the whole thing, calling everybody a Nazi and telling them and we're going to cancel you and we gotta deal with this guy like a hen, like a wolf in a hen. Like that is very detrimental to the Jewish community, and especially with the whole atmosphere of what's going on right now. It is very detrimental and almost like a self-destruct button, if you ask me.
Well, I agree. And so let's talk about that. Why is that happening?
I feel like they're kind of losing a grip on, like, the media. You can see how Netanyahu has been speaking about how they're losing influence in the media, and they're throwing out $7,000 checks. God knows who's getting these checks. And it's just like they're so obsessed with this. Running the narrative and running the show and running the narrative, and it's very detrimental to.
But Josh, are you really Jewish?
Yeah, I am actually Jewish. I was born and raised Jewish. My parents are from Cuba. They fled Castro. My grandfather worked with the CIA and the Comando L.
So you're a Sephardic Jew.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you get like you understand, like I literally don't want the paradigm to be pro-Jew, anti-Jew. I want to move on from it.
Yeah, it's kind of sickening at this point, honestly. It's like to the point where I'm conflicting with my father. My father's like, no, because Israel this and Israel. And I'm like, yeah, but we live in America. We don't live in Israel. I was born in America, raised in America. I've never even been to Israel. So why do we have to bend the knee and allow Israel to be in control of the media with what the narrative is getting around?
And that's only who's in current control. Remember that.
Exactly.
It's literally Netanyahu who has a 15% approval rating. How is this happening?
I don't understand. And
look, here's the deal. Michael Savage is one of the smartest people I know. I mean, he created the whole supplement movement, everything. I mean, the guy's a genius, okay? He's totally pro-Israel, and he's like, this has got to stop months ago. Netanyahu has got to go. He can see where this goes. I'm literally am not against Israel. And I'm like saying, you need to stop.
It's getting to the point where it's, like I said, it's going to self-destruct. It's going to blow up on us.
To blow up on everybody.
Not me, because on everybody. Yeah. Because like you said earlier, it's picking between the Muslims, the Jews, and then it's just like neither direction is going the right way.
And exactly why is this the only issue? It because all these forces are pushing it towards a conflagration. Thanks for the call, brother. Good points. All right. Let's go to Tyler in Florida, who says he's Jewish. Your take on what we've been saying, Tyler. Or Tyrell, sorry.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? I kind of that little clip you showed earlier with Randy Fine. That man does not resent the Jewish community. And shout out to the Rumble chat. Woo!
Is that it? Okay. You're on air to millions of people. You got a point to make, and you just do a woo. Okay, I'm not mad at you. Just come on. All right. Said I'd go to the Jews first. I don't see anybody else being a self-proclaimed Jew here. So who's up next? Carlos has been a guest for over the 20 years. He's been involved in the highest levels of government corporations, really smart guy. We'll get his take right now. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. What do you make of this?
Hi, Alex. Well, it's to be, I was like first principles and simple things. So if you start at the beginning, Zionism is nationalism. Clearly, that's what it is. And Zionism, and when it becomes virulent, it's like nationalism when it's virulent. It just land becomes all important. The personality, the tribe, the religion, the political ideology, the end goals, sacrificing even morals for the end goals. Finally, the results are justified by the means, and the means justify the results. So you get into a vicious circle where psychologically the masses react in different directions, because when faced with nationalism, and I know from Spanish history what happens when it's like a fever that runs through a population, through a society, and it ends in brother killing brother. And I think it's very important that we cool down on this nationalism. Yeah, it was important for the Jewish people who were the religion to have a place to go back and call home. Fine. So that nationalism made it happen. It happened. Now, it's enough. The Resolution 181 in the United Nations that created the State of Israel, that nationalism that became a country, the people who signed and agreed to the borders of that country became sovereign. But the borders were defined clearly. They weren't all over the Middle East, all the way to, you know, Crimea or whatever, or Cyprus. It was clearly that the line and defined. And in 1967, during the war, there was an occupation of other people's land in Syria and other places. And so when you realize it really is nationalism, cool down. Because if people don't cool down, Zionism and the virulent forms of it, and the very, very most scared people are the Jewish people. You realize that? Jewish Americans are terrified, Alex.
No, and that's what's been done on purpose by Netanyahu. He knows exactly what he's doing. Then he's the savior.
Yes, but just because you're the leader of a country and you're leading a nationalist movement, that doesn't mean that you can go and make all your allies cater to your interests.
Well, that's what he's doing. He's like annexing all the Jews of the world, saying, you work for me.
Yeah, that's right.
Hold on, we got to go to break. I want you to finish up, Carlos. Yeah, and it's horrible, and now it's front and center. Now they want Tucker Carlson. Now the Likudnik lobby that's got all the Jews, you know, scared, now wants to make a run of the Republican Party. Ain't gonna happen. You're losing. Stop it. Pull back now. We'll be right back.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel Methylene Blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal Methylene Blue, right? Look at Methylene Red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're going to need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got Methylene Blue and you got Methylene Red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Canada's really smart individual, but it was a little bio and background. But yeah, I try to explain this. You have movements in the world. We should be anti-transhumanism, anti-depopulation, anti-Bill Gates, anti-UN, anti-carbon tax, everything Trump's doing. Instead, Israel and its interests are trying to suck us in. Doesn't mean I like Iran. Doesn't mean I like the Islamic invasion. Of course not. I mean, we spend tons of time on that, and I see a lot of the right wing allying with Islam. That is crazy. But then I see just nasty, censorship in Europe and Australia and here by the Jewish lobbies and attacks on Tucker saying he's literally Hitler reborn, the number one threat to Jews. And they know if they can get him shut down, it'll intimidate everybody else and set a precedent. It's very un-American. So I'm being forced to do this because I've got all this other stuff to hit, big, important issues. But there is this sucking the oxygen out of the room. And I go back to Michael Savage a couple months ago. Netanyahu needs to go. How would we shut this down? How would we defuse this for people that understand second, third, fourth order consequences? Because this is going to lead to a major conflagration. Where is this going, Carlos?
Well, it's as I said, it's nationalism from another country. I would just simply, I really want to address a solution. And that is clear. Listen, if you're an Israeli, if you're a Jew, or if you're anywhere in the world, an observer to what happened in Gaza. Israelis, nationalism, they wanted to have a country. They agreed to that country. The borders were defined. They have violated resolutions on the United Nations. A civilized organization, it has been turned into a witness to basically brutality.
So they got to come out against the Greater Israel Project. They got to get rid of Netanyahu.
Exactly. But the problem is that Netanyahu understands the loyalty to the idea of Israel from Zionists and turns them all into what they're called Zionim. That means that if you're a Jew working in America, where your name is Pollard, or whether your name is...
No, they're all under the bullying idea, you're not a good Jew if you're not a secret agent.
Exactly. And so what happens is that the normal, decent, and I know, you know, everybody knows decent Jewish people, please. But they're not necessarily nationalist. And they are quiet because they realize that anything they say against will be turned against them as anti-Semites. Well, no, they're called self-hating Jews. So it's really nationalism rampant. And if you look at Tucker Carlson, he's an American. He just asks the simple questions, just like Taylor Greene. Why are we doing this? Why are we something?
Because Netanyahu knows picking a fight with iconic popular people who actually aren't anti-Israel will actually enrage and make people more anti-Semitic, which gets Netanyahu more power to, quote, protect the Jews. He's conjuring the crisis.
Bingo. You got it. And the solution is, where is the Jewish people in this? Because they are principled. No question. Civilized. No question. They're wealthy and also not so wealthy. They're like Americans first, just like everybody else. And it's really unfair for nationalists who are blind with the end justifies the means.
I wouldn't just say nationalists. I would say expansionist nationalists.
Yeah, but you know what? look at the Jewish almanac. It says Zion was a hill. There's no reason for people to expand it beyond, you know, to other countries and to invade other countries. That's the journal. That's the almanac, the Jewish almanac. So it isn't that the Jewish people are bad people. It's just that there are a few people who are nationalists who are tribal inbred, if you want to call them. They're from Poland, and they're from other parts of Khazaria, or whatever you want to call it. But they're in Israel. They were encouraged to live as in the hills, to start new settlements, and now they're a bloc, and they powerfully control where the government of Israel goes. And any Jew that's against it, they're called anti-Semites or self-hate.
Well, even Putin made the joke. He goes, I'm pro-Israel because it's Slavic. All
exactly.
Right. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Alright, everybody wants me to obsess over Israel, and I just cover it when I need to. But I don't hate Israel, but it's also the center of my universe. But you got, the headlines are up there, mainstream news, Republican Party, our main missions, rooting out anti-Semitism in our own party. Oh, we're so racist. Oh, we're so bad. Tucker Carlson's Hitler. Get him out of the Heritage Foundation. All of this. And so people are anti-establishment right now. People are waking up right now. And so when you come in and try to censor in the middle of this, you make yourself the villain, which Netanyahu wants, because then he can play the victim and get even more power and more donations and stay in control with his 15% approval rating. So that's 35,000-foot view. That's showing people the magic trick. That's what I'm trying to do. Rise above all this. I mean, if Israel got blown up tomorrow, that would probably be a terrible thing, actually. And it, oh, God, that'd be a 10-hour show just explaining that. So I'm not anti-Israel. I'm anti the people running Israel and what they're doing and where it's all leading. And so we just took a bunch of calls from people that said they were Jewish. I don't know if they were all Jewish or not. But they made a lot of, I think, interesting, you know, good points. Now we're just going to the order received of other people that want to say things about it. And so you want Israel coverage, you're getting it right now. Let's go ahead and go to Skeptic in Texas on Israel. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'll just say I am as Jewish as Benjamin Netanyahu or whatever his real name is, and I cheat, so I could be. With that said, Alex, this I disagree with you what you said in the first hour that Israel's now going for the power. This goes back to the year 1900. When the bankers, who just happened to be affiliated with that tribe, decided then that they needed to establish the state of Israel. Alex, you've taught me so much over the last 20 years. You taught me to notice the patterns, and this is the pattern. All this information started coming out right after January 6, 2021, and I'm a smart person, so as I noticed the patterns, I was calling you and trying to say, hey, we need to follow this thread right here and pull this thread out. And I've given you a hard time here recently because, like,
listen, dude, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you said about me, and I don't care. You're on air now. Make your point.
Well, what I'm saying, the point is that they are so intertwined within our government. I know you say, well, we don't have time to talk about China. Well, China doesn't have a bunch of dual citizens in our government. We don't have 80% of the chiefs of staff that are affiliated to the tribe and 100% of the White House staff. And Jeffrey Epstein was not Chinese, he was Mossad. So until we get that pulled out, and tell me, Alex, you know history, how many countries have these people been kicked out of?
100.
Lots, right? Lots and lots. So they have a pattern of being parasitical in wherever they go. They don't know Jesus, which means they're selfish. Jesus taught us to be selfless. They are selfish. They don't care who they step on, but they will step on them. And they've gotten control of our finances, our corporations, everything. Kanye said it.
Sure, well, this isn't a defense of Jews being kicked out of 100 countries or whatever, but you know Protestants have been kicked out of like 50 countries. So the point is you've got nomadic groups that are trying to do their own thing that are getting kicked out all the time. So, I mean, are Protestants bad because they've been kicked out of 50-something countries, including my ancestors?
Were they caught coin clipping? Who was clipping the coins?
Clipping coins. Okay. So there were all sorts of things claimed by the Inquisitions and things against Protestants. But the point is that, and look, I mean, I get you. Any nomadic group that goes in other people's places is going to have a big problem. And certainly this stuff's going on. And the Jews had a lot of sophisticated systems. They come into basically, you know, the countryside of Europe, and people would get pissed off because they were used to systems they had. I mean, I got all that. And I know a lot deeper, you know, than that. Like the heads of the Confederacy that actually got Jefferson Davis to do what he did and all that were mainly Jewish. I know all that. My point is that you just think, where do you see this going? What's ideal? We just say Jews are the fountain of all evil instead of just having a better system, bringing everybody into one tent and, you know, you're promoting a new expansionist human system. Where does this end? I mean, how many times do we need to say the Jews are the fountain of all evil, and when does it magically make them, like if you were God, what would you do with the Jews right now?
Well, I can tell you I'm not God, but the world is not my home. I don't live here. So I believe, Alex, like you said, I think this is what you've been trying to stop, is the Samson option. Now, I think you know what that is, and I believe it's the cell phone. I think they have access and backdoors and all these cell phone things, just like the Samson 8 exploded a bunch of times. I think they can still do that to every cell phone because they're within our government, within our intelligence agencies. I think it's a Samson option, but I don't care about that. I want them to be exposed because this is not my home. My home is in the kingdom of God. I'm a child of God.
Okay, so you didn't answer my question. Let's just take your postulation that all evil flows from Jews. So how many times do we say they're the devil till it magically defeats them? I'd rather just promote great ideas, get everybody in a big tent, and convert everybody. You heard all those Jews calling in their listeners earlier. I appreciate your call. I just can't spend all day. Like, what's your solution? Well, my kingdom's not here. My kingdom's in, okay. See, this is how sick this is. I'm sitting here exposing the Likudnik right-wing lobby trying to take over the Republican Party and saying, let's stop that. And I got a guy calling in like, you know, you need to do this and that. And I have that very same anti-Jew lobby that tells endless lies about me. So see, here's my thing. There's evil going around all over the place. Like he's like, oh, China's not a threat. China isn't infiltrating anything. You talk to anybody in intelligence, do your own research. China has 10 times the human influence on the ground controlling us than Israel. I don't want China controlling our interest, or Israel, or MI6. They're big, too. The EU's heavily involved. I'm looking at it all. But everybody wants to go with Israel all day, and then Netanyahu comes in with a tip of the takeover of the Republican Party. You better believe I'm pissed off. Just like when they wanted to go to full war with Iran and drag us into that and drag Russia in. I was like, nope, Netanyahu. And then I got called Hitler. Great, do it. I legitimately only cover the facts here. Thank you, Skeptic, for the call. I'm going to go back to all the other callers, Mark and Paul and Cameron and Daniel and Al Killer and others here in a moment. But this fella, I remember him. I think I've interviewed him a few times. Came a whole big thing with the Nazis because we have banned out video. So anybody banned, we have 500-plus contributors. Anybody banned on the internet, even if you agree with them or on everything, we'd get a banned out video channel. So then they'd say, oh, look, this Adam King, he works at InfoWars and Jones works for Israel. No, we had a lot of diverse people on there. That's what we do. Just to get that straight. But I remember who he is, and he was talking to my producer wanting to get on. I said, well, I'll just get him on Zoom. So Adam King, otherwise known as Awesome Jew on X, is an American first Jewish patriot and banned.video host, former diplomat and inventor. He also possesses the ashes of the red heifer. So we've got all that. So I wanted to get him to pop in. We can have you on as a full guest, Adam, because this is, you know, something that can't be avoided now. I've been trying to avoid it to not add fuel to the fire because I think it's an overall distraction. But whatever, this is the way it works. So obviously you were listening earlier. I'm inferring. And so you wanted to chime in on what we're discussing. And first, let me just ask you, it's good to have you here. Do you believe Tucker Carlson is the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler? As we're hearing, from Republican congressmen, do you believe he is the number one danger to Jews in America, or do you disagree with that?
Well, Alex, first I want to say thank you for having me on when I was censored from every outlet in the entire free speech world. The only place that would have me was banned video. So I'm very grateful always to InfoWars and banned video.
Well, we think pro-Israel folks deserve a voice when they're being censored, which is a question. You know, why would you be censored before? Yeah.
It's funny because the truth is I get censored on X a lot, and Jewish voices, including your friend Andrew Mayer, just got kicked off of X for the most benign things. Whereas people are allowed to goose step the Fuhrer all the time on X. People, Jewish people who want to contribute and push back on the echo chamber get censored on X, which kind of ties into like the conversation that we're having about Tucker and other dubious things, you know, that are out there. Elon said it was a free speech absolutist platform, and it's been anything but that. Is Tucker the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler? I wouldn't speculate that. I didn't think Candace Owens was going to go down this path. I was out there saying when Rabbi Shmuley was saying that Candace Owens is an anti-Semite, I was saying, no, she's not. No, she's not. And I was wrong about that, too. So, you know, Tucker does say some things that are very alarming. Is he the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler? I don't know. Absolutely. No, definitely not. Is he one of the foremost leading, anti-Semitic voices in the media today? Absolutely. And his anti-Semitism is very sublime. It's done in other passive ways. For instance, the Tucker Carlson show became the Jew show. Every episode is about Jews and Israel. So much so, if there's nothing in the news to LARP about Israel, he has some nobody nothing on his show to like make up stuff about the Kabbalah that's not true just so he can keep the grift going. So,
yeah, Adam, hold on. I'm a big fan of Tucker, so I watch at least parts of all his shows. He had the Republican congressman was just pardoned on. It was none of, I mean, he has guests on constantly that isn't about Israel. You're saying every show is about Israel.
Doesn't field any opposing perspective from the actual camp of the Jews. He'll have Ari Shafir.
No, but I got you on. Let's go back. You just said every guest. That's not true.
I didn't say every guest. I said almost every guest. His show is largely about the Jews now. We know he could talk about many subjects. I loved Tucker. Tucker was my favorite talk show host until he left Fox. And then everything just became about the Jews. So the question is this the tent? This all-inclusive tent of the Republican Party. MAGA was so all-encompassing. I'm not even an ally to the gays, but Trump hugged a gay flag on stage to make the tent bigger. This tent that Tucker's casting is very small. You know, and it's funny because Nick was talking so much trash about Tucker for a very long time, and then he came out today with a post and said, if you talk trash about Tucker, you're not America first. And it's like, this guy was allowed to talk trash until he was platformed by Tucker, but Tucker has yet to platform any real credible voice from our side. So if he wants
to
clear
up... Well, I can tell you, in my conversations with Nick, there's been so much, you can't talk about Israel and whites are all the devil from the left. I'm like, hey, I agree, Nick, it's just free speech. But I was like, we need to de-escalate this, not make this the main issue. I was the one, when those two were literally, you know, Tucker was calling threat to kick his ass and stuff, I was like, why don't you interview him? It'd be a big interview. So I guess I'm the bad guy here's my deal. People are done with political correctness. I'm going to say that there's different Israel lobbies, shouldn't be getting in the middle of it and then trying to censor because that's only going to make this bigger. I think having AIPAC and all this come out against Tucker is only going to make this 10 times bigger.
You know, there's this thing on the right when it comes to Jews. It's like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Everybody wants to hate on Randy Fine because he's Jewish. Randy Fine just made the Disqualifying Dual Loyalty Act. It's the first time ever that an act has been put to Congress that attempts to ban dual citizenship from any sitting member of Congress. That was 2 weeks ago. This is Randy Fine, the guy who everybody constantly LARPs on. Why is it that
I didn't know that. Wow, he introduced a bill to not allow dual citizenship in Congress?
What was that?
I didn't know that. Wow, he introduced a bill to stop dual
citizenship. 2 weeks ago.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, as a Jewish patriot in America, I'm like, why can't these people just like, it's like they don't want us in the camp. So when Randy Fine does something good, he's still the most evil guy. You know, he went on Piers Morgan the other day, and Piers jumped him with Cenk Unger. He didn't know Cenk Unger was going to be there, but he jumped him. Now, Randy Fine is a sitting member of Congress. That's inappropriate that Piers Morgan is going to foist a debate on a sitting member of Congress. I think Randy Fine versus Thomas Massie is an appropriate debate, but the media
would
like...
Well, now I think you're going somewhere. The left and the globalist and Mondami and all that are 100% want to destroy Israel, and they're now allying with right-wingers, pushing it and promoting it, and very, very happy because they think that, oh, my God, Jews love the Democratic Party. If we get the Republicans to attack, too, they'll come back to us. I do think that's going on.
Also, like, Trump would never have won in 2024 if it wasn't for Republican support. Also, 2016, I was extremely
involved.
You mean
Republican Jewish support?
2020, 2024.
You mean Republican Jewish support?
Exactly. Like, give credit where credit's due. Would you be happy living under communist Kamala? No. So why can't, why
no,
is
I said that in the first hour. I said, I'm thankful.
Everybody wants to disavow because he supports.
No,
Israel.
No, no. I did say in the first hour, I am thankful that a lot of American Jews woke up and voted for Trump. So I said Jews put him over the top.
And also, to the credit of Miriam and Sheldon Adelson, these people have $100 million earmarked for every Republican election moving forward. That is a tremendous assistance to our conservative tax, lower taxes, domestic production, America First movement. And that money is going to be earmarked for the winner of the Republican primary. Now, one thing that we do on the Republican side that the Democrats don't do is debate. I've debated Fuentes twice. I debated that lunatic Stu Peters three times. The list goes on and on. You know, I've never turned down a debate. Steel sharpens steel. And on our side, we're constantly having that debate. I want somebody, now that Tucker has platformed Nick, I'd like to see Tucker platform somebody actual credible from the opposing.
Hey, I bet you money. I bet you money Tucker would have you or somebody on.
I it doesn't have to be me. I would be honored if it was. But if we're going to nip this thing in the bud, Alex, and continue with our America First, because the Democrats want to dissolve the MAGA movement. They want it to be dissolved in year one of Trump version two. You know, we still have three
well,
more
no
years.
Well, no doubt they're trying that, but I also see Netanyahu with this power vacuum trying to come in and dictate the Republican Party. And I like Dinesh D'Souza, but he's like, oh, we're all racist. Everyone's going to – they're the ones giving all this attention. So, see, it's both
also,
sides that are doing this.
I understand that in Israel, Trump is dictating to the Israeli government what to do constantly. And it's causing tremendous backlash and fallout because Bibi Netanyahu is being accused of not having sovereignty in his own country. So you're it's both arguments on the same time. Everybody wants to LARP and say, oh, Netanyahu controls the Congress. It's just not true. You know, they say, oh, Netanyahu made us go to war in Iraq. He wasn't even prime minister then. He lobbied Congress, but that wasn't during the war in Iraq. That was some other prime minister.
Well, certainly there were a bunch of neocons that weren't Jewish that supported it. Yeah, that was
and
it, clearly Israel. No, it's clearly Israel's usually aligned with what the CIA wants to do. It's not the other way around.
Israel, exactly. Israel is kind of like a vassal state of America. It loves America. It celebrates the 4th of July in the Middle East. It's the only country that celebrates the 4th of July. It's the only democratic country in the Middle East. This constant LARP and need to vilify Israel without looking at critically what it is very serious. I have James Lindsay coming on the show on Thursday. He just got back from Israel. You know, I offered a lot of people to take them to Israel. I, you know, when Owen worked for you, I offered Owen, I offered a bunch of people. And they said, oh, I'm not going to take a Hasbarah fellowship trip. No, go there. I'll take you to Ramallah, too. You'll go, you'll see what it is, and you'll be able to decide for yourself. Let people decide for themselves.
Well, let's be clear. I don't go a lot of places because I'm so busy and because it's, and I'm not scared, but it's like, I mean, I've been invited to Egypt. I've been invited by Putin to, you know, literally... go to dinner with him in Lavrov. I haven't done it just because stuff's so hot. I do someday want to see Israel and Egypt. I do want to see Russia, but it's so political. You go somewhere, you get It's not that I'm scared to do something, but they immediately say, oh, you work for Russia, you work for Israel, you work. No, I want to go see it. I mean, I do.
I remember when I first got my band page, and to be honest with you, Alex, it was an honor to stand with you as a band host with everything you went through Sandy Hook. But I was like this know-nothing censored guy on the internet, just coming off of a podcast with Ben Stein that I was his sidekick. And because I got a band page, Fuentes went around, made all these memes, and he's like, this is Alex's Mossad handler. I mean, like, that's right. You're like, it's hard for someone like you to go to Israel because they'll all say that you're secretly controlled by the Jews and that you're being puppeted. And that's how they get you to not go to Israel, is they make these lies up and they slander you like this. So, you know, I think everybody should go to Israel. I would take Fuentes to Israel.
Well, that
I've been trying
to put
that
would be viral
to Israel for a while.
That
Elijah
would be
Schaefer said he might come on my trip.
Yeah. Well, you know, also you can see J.D. Vance went to an Orthodox church. They don't go, he works for the Orthodox people. Then you go to the Wailing Wall. Oh, it means you're bad. No, I mean, I wouldn't mind touching the wall and seeing what I feel like I did Stonehenge. Like I went there before they totally closed it down. I went back when it's all closed down. I can't even get close to it now. But I like jumped the fence and ran and wanted to touch Stonehenge. Doesn't mean I was a druid. Does that make sense? I mean, I wanted to see what Stonehenge was like. So what do you feel when you touch the Wailing Wall?
Dude, honestly, there's like this smell that the wall has that reminds me of the ancient world. Like you gotta go put your nose up to the stone and this, it's otherworldly. But the truth is we don't want just the Western Wall. The real issue of the Temple of Jerusalem is on the other side of the wall. And this wall is kind of like the symbolic, like, effigy of exile. The goal is to go on the other side of the wall. Jews deserve a synagogue on the Temple Mount. It's our holiest site. You know, and the debate in Jerusalem is, you know, the Al-Aqsa Mosque is their third holiest site, but the Haram al-Sharif, which is a shrine that they built on the Temple Mount, is our holiest site. They don't even use it. They just made it into a shrine on the Temple Mount. So we want the Haram al-Sharif, or even just a synagogue in the corner of the thing, just so that we could pray there, you know, and that's where a lot of the debate comes from. You mentioned earlier, I'm the current possessor of the ashes of the red heifer. Here they are right here. We did the ceremony of the red heifer on July 1st. There is nothing that freaks these people out more than this red heifer. They think we're going to bring the Antichrist. It is such an important part of the Bible. It's given its own chapter, Numbers 19. There's some parts of the Bible that 200 years are contained in a sentence, but this has its own chapter, but somehow it's satanic. You know, so it's like there's this grift against the Jews. Anything the Jews do is bad. Anything that you could do to work against them, even lie, is good. And that's what's promoted. And it's nonstop lie after lie.
Well, let's be clear. I got a lot of problems with some of the Israel interests.
Candace Owens accused me in writing of being a part of the plot to kill Charlie Kirk. And I went, me, Josh Hammer, Seth Dillon, Bill Ackman at that Hampton summit. I came out for an entire week and I said over and over again, I was not there. I only knew about this thing because Candace Owens broke the story. But what happens in the end? She goes on a week later to say the same stupid SHIT about me being there, as if she didn't hear me the entire week before saying I wasn't even there. I didn't even know about it. I never met Bill Ackman. So it's like whatever the grift works for them to get their followers angry and inside of a hate Jew, lustful rage, they're going to go for it, even if it's a lie.
Well, I don't think it should be the central issue. I definitely agree with you on that. Let's do a few more minutes. I got other callers, but you can come on as a guest. But I want to debate Dinesh D'Souza, about, the rebels and turkeys were racist. But it's people run and bring all this attention to something. If you think it's a bad thing, why create the Streisand effect? Well, I'm talking about Josh Hammer, though. Because I was born in the dark, it wasn't last night. And I fell off a turnip truck, but it was 50-something years ago. To say, you know how you deal with a fox in the hen house? Yeah, we need to neutralize Tucker. What is Israel going to do if Tucker gets killed? Think about that. Because the stage is set and it's not good. We'll come back and finish up with Adam King, Awesome Jew on X, and more calls straight ahead on AlexJones at InfoWars.com/show, banned on video.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, We can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Today, Tucker Carlson is the most dangerous anti-Semite in America. He has chosen to take on the mantle of leader of a modern-day Hitler Youth, to broadcast and feature those who celebrate the Nazis, those who call for the extermination of Israel, to defend Hamas, to even criticize President Trump for stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions. Friends, make no mistake, Tucker is not MAGA.
All right, here's what I know is going on. I know that when I was against striking Iran, because it could get out of control, I said it might be successful. Trump might, it might work. But Netanyahu wanted full war. I said, this got out of hand really quick, and I'm against regime change. And I got attacked by the Israel lobby and called Hitler and all the rest of it. And I'm against all these wars that aren't in our hemisphere. And I don't support regime change in Venezuela. I understand Trump's view. It is constitutional. They are manipulating our elections. They are flooding us with drugs. Thomas Jefferson would have attacked them, just like he did the Barbary Pirates. But I said, I don't trust the CIA to sabotage it. Tucker's so anti-war, he's even against that. I said yesterday, and the day before, I said, I get the Muslims have killed hundreds of thousands of Christians in Nigeria. The government's doing nothing. But that's not our hemisphere, and it's a quagmire. And it's like, oh, you don't care about black Christians. No, I care about everybody. It's just, we've got to take care of things here at home, folks. We're not the Roman legions here. And there's an excuse to go everywhere. You know, North Korea's killed millions of its people, starvation. Are we going to attack them? They had nuclear weapons. So you look at Josh Hammer, you know, saying, oh, he's a fox in the hen house. You know how you deal with that. You neutralize it. When they said within 48 hours everywhere that Israel killed Charlie Kirk, I said, I see no evidence of that. And I said, if I see evidence of that, I'll cover it. And I got totally attacked. Oh, my God, you work for Israel, you got a paycheck in the mail. Really, never got one. I'm waiting for it. But now you've got this statement, and then you've got Kash Patel killing Tulsi Gabbard's investigation of foreign involvement, which they said they found some evidence. They didn't say who. You have six trannies the day before saying, we're going to kill him tomorrow. Where he was killed, that got shut down. I don't know what the cover-up is, but there is one. So now, with Congressman Randy Fine saying, you know, Hitler has returned, he's risen from the grave, and now with these other statements, man, who, if I, let's get sick here. If I was the Islamists or the globalists or the Nazis, I would go after Tucker, because you're going to get the blame. So I think this rhetoric should be dialed way back, trying to get the Heritage Foundation to dump Tucker. People are sick of this. Tucker, I was in private conversations with him. We talk all the time. But 8 months ago, or whenever it was, when the Iran thing was going down, I was out there for a couple of days, staying with him and all of it, breakfast, dinner, you name it. We spent 8, 6, 8, 9, 10 hours a day with him for 2 days. He was like, I'm really concerned about actual Nazis attacking Jews and all this, or a false flag. And all this stuff happening, and I've got Netanyahu, literally, you know, you go, oh yeah, Netanyahu's just calling up, you know, screaming at me, and I got, you know, because he's in the White House telling Trump, don't do this, blah, 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 and he's being called anti-Semitic. So then people ask why Tucker gets pushed the other direction. He just goes for the big interviews, branding someone who I know doesn't secretly have a swastika in his basement is really stupid. And so what do you say to this, Adam King, about what Josh Hammer said about where all this is going? I mean, God forbid something happened to Tucker Carlson, because that is not going to be a good situation. Because they already blamed the Charlie Kirk thing on that without evidence. Now with this, this is really pissing people off. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, I hate it when people call anyone Adolf Hitler, because nobody really is Adolf Hitler. We're talking about one of the most vile human beings that ever existed. And it's kind of like this lowbrow attack that people do, that the person that they don't like is literally Hitler. So I don't like that terminology in general, because it's offensive to me, but people don't care if I'm offended by anything. So it really doesn't matter. But he is stoking the fires of certain things. Like, for instance, you said just now that he's having all these big guests. He's not. He's having all these little guests. Like, he has Stephanopoulos' sister to go on and just spout off lies nonstop. You know, they're very coordinated. And, you know, like, this thing with Tucker, like, he could do himself a great deal of service by having on other people and other voices that counter the narrative that he seems to be softballing. He doesn't pitch back. He likes to go into these shows as if he doesn't know a thing, and the person in the chair is teaching him, and everything's like, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You know, it's all softball with him. So the Tucker from Fox is not the Tucker today.
Yeah, but hold on. He does that interview style when he's talking about anything, because that's how he gets people to talk. That's a good interviewer.
You know, if that's his style, that's his style. He just has to have people on from the other side. You know, and it's not the other side. We're supposed to be on the same side. This is the America First side. You know, and supporting our allies abroad has always been an America First position. You know,
so you agree with Randy Fine. You're saying Tucker is not MAGA.
I'm saying what?
Are you saying you agree with Randy Fine that Tucker is not MAGA?
He left MAGA, yeah. MAGA is a big tent, and Tucker wants a smaller tent. And he wants to change a lot of things. He wants to control J.D. Vance. He thinks he's got the in for 2028. One thing I don't like about Tucker is he's counting 2028 now, as opposed to being a part of what's going on in the Trump agenda. Tucker's actually working against the Trump agenda, creating tremendous divisions on the movement that brought Trump to power.
Now, see, I totally disagree with that.
In his move,
the American people and his constituents.
Do you think, Alex, do you think, sorry to interrupt you, but do you think that the $200 million that Jews put into the 2024 campaign, do you think that Jews are going to back Vance as well as they did Trump, knowing that Vance is so in with Tucker the way that Tucker is right now? There's no way.
Well, I think that's a low number. I think Jews put in a lot more than $200 million.
To our credit, but thank you very much for that. But
no, but let's just move back from that. Let me answer the first question. J.D. Vance is not anti-Israel. And so you know what the Democrats are. So my issue is, why sit there and continue to take the bait when people try to tee this up over and over again, when clearly the Democrats are promoting this and want this so the Jews don't support Republicans? I get attacked with fake stories all the time, and I don't take the bait because it's meant to make it bigger. Like, where is the understanding there?
You know, I don't like this idea that we're just going to label people anti-Semites and then like censor them and shut them out of society. I've been censored myself, and it's the most backwards way to create stagnation for whatever it is that we have. You know, the best truth is sunlight, and it disinfects all things. So, you know, in the situation with Tucker and others like Candace, you know, these people are really sowing divisions inside of the Republican movement. They're not attacking Mamdani. They're not attacking the Democrats. They're, you know, the Democrats are more vulnerable than ever before. And there's like this constant LARP on Israel. So are we
well,
an
I'll
empire?
Say this. We discovered Candace Owens. And I don't think she's a consciously bad person. But I've invited her on. Oh, she's always too busy, but she can do all the other shows, which is fine. But she does sit there and, you know, just say point blank, Trump's bad, point blank, it's all bad. You know, so with her, whatever, she can do what she wants. My issue with Tucker is you must be watching a different show than me. He's covering all sorts of topics about fentanyl and beef production and getting jobs back and supporting what Trump's doing. And I really think you're only like looking at the feeds of where it's about Israel. And I think that's a distortion, Adam. I don't think that's true.
I'll tell you, I try to watch Tucker. I tune in every single episode to see who his guest is. I think the most, pro-Israel voice that he had on, really probably like Ari Shaffir. And I just don't think that's substantial. I like Ari Shaffir. I just don't think that's substantial compared to some of the other guests.
So let me ask you this, because I say a lot, so I'm blaming you. I'm not saying you're dodging it, so I'm going to say it again, because I've said a lot. What about Josh Hammer saying, you know how you deal with the Fox and in-house, we got to neutralize him? That is not good.
I think we need to tone down all this type of, like, killing the other person rhetoric. Words like neutralize, words, you know, I'm actually in an open situation with my police department right now because of my online personality, and people can't contain their rage against Jews. So I think that the we need to tone the situation down.
Oh, well, let me just say this. It's not Jews or right-wingers. I literally am not living in my house now because of the left. I'm not going to give them attention to what's going on. But, no, I get it. That's why I bought into, you know, they killed Charlie Kirk, because they say, we want him dead. Six trannies say he's dead tomorrow. They celebrate he's dead. And I'm like, hey, looks like the left, you know, killed somebody. And they're like, oh, God, the Jews did it. So, I mean, I get the fact, because here's the deal. nothing against Jews. You know, I've studied history, very interesting. You know, find it fascinating. But I'm about as, you know, Gaelic or whatever you get. I'm not very Jewish. I've been here for 30 years. I'm Jewish agent because I don't just have a hard on for Jews. You know, so I mean, I understand the other side makes shit up. My point is that I don't need to make stuff up when we've got, you know, take him off the Heritage Foundation, shut him down, geld him, defeat him, do this. And I'm telling you that Tucker Carlson is not Candace Owens. And I'm not trying to start a fight with Candace, for God's sakes. I'm just saying it's two different people.
It is, but they all kind of like morph into like if you took the media right as a spectrum and you had like all these different voices, there's like this core contingency on X. Like X is just like completely like the anti-Jew app. Like every single post in my feed is just like, kill the K's, kill the K's.
Let me agree with that because I'm looking at like space exploration and with my kids, funny animal videos and a lot of political, I can't get away with it. It's all I'm fed. So what do you think's going on with Elon?
Well,
it's just one thing if you click on stuff.
I don't want to speak poorly about the host.
It's one thing if you click on stuff to get it. That's an algorithm. I'm not clicking on this, and it's all I get.
You know, I'll tell you, Alex, I don't know. I know you've seen some of my content, but you haven't seen all of it. I have debated every single major anti-Semite in this country. The greatest one, I think, was David Duke. That was a 3-hour debate on the Killstream that was just one of the most iconic moments of my life. When I go on the internet, my feed is just like the most vile, like literally pictures of people posting dead Jews, it shouldn't even be allowed on, it's not censorship. It's like promotion of violence.
But isn't that the Kingsman? There's a powerful, there's a powerful force behind this. The Kingsman, the cell phone sends a wave out to make us kill each other. Can't you see there's a force behind it trying to create the collision?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we all look
at Elon. What is that force, Adam King? And we'll have you back on. I got to go to other callers. What is that force?
You know what? There is this overarching force. It's WEF. It's Qatar. It's the Muslim invasion of the West paid for by a million different sources.
Listen, I'll buy into the big banks and Soros and the left funding Muslims. But it's Soros funding Mondami. But what's this Qatar thing? Qatar has a huge military base. It defends Israel. What is this?
I don't understand why Qatar was given an Air Force base in the United States by President Trump. That just blew my mind.
No, like, they're training the pilots there. That's standard.
In America, but then they were given an Air Force base in America.
No, they were not given an Air Force base. Since the 50s, we train over 100 nations. They got a couple barracks there to train their people. No, I know the headline says they gave him a base. That's not true.
Well, that's news to me. That makes me a lot happier to hear that you're saying it's not true because it was alarming to me.
If we sell them F-18s and F-16s and how do you think we train everybody on the weapons?
I know that Qatar put in $243 billion to our university to fund DEI when
homosexuality. And they definitely are giving us a new Air Force One. So I get
death
it.
In their country.
I'm saying, I'm not saying there isn't a Muslim influence. My God. I'm simply saying, when I look at who gives them on Dami, I don't see any Qatari money. It's Soros, it's the left.
Well, it just actually came out recently. Newsmax just broke the story yesterday on foreign money that Mamdani is taking. So
I didn't see that. Send it to me.
You know, American politics are kind of like, after it happens, then we'll go back and see if it was illegal or not.
We're out of time. Adam King. How do people find you?
Alex, I just want to say one more thing. You get it from both sides, and it's really unfair. They attack you. The Jews call you an anti-Semite. The Nazis call you a Mossad agent. And it's really not fair. You're stuck in the middle of this thing, and you could do a lot of good to dispel this thing and unite the right. You specifically have this power to unite our movement and to bring it back to the roots of MAGA and the big tent that it was.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I just call balls and strikes. There's evil in all these governments and cultures. And so, yeah, no, I literally, right now I wanted 10 times the viewers. I put on a Hitler outfit and be, you know, I get that's going on. But then also see Israel lobby acting the exact way you'd act to make this explode. There's an evil force behind it. We're going to expose it. I ask how people find you. Where do they find you?
at @awesome_Jew_ on X and at the Adam King Show on X, which is like a censored account. It barely exists. I can't even get any traction there. At the Adam King Show at YouTube and Rumble and at on my band video page. Go to band video and find me there right here at Info.
All right, Adam, thanks for being with us. All right, so you got your points out.
Give me a voice, Alex. Thank you.
All right, I want to jam in more calls ahead of a special guest joining us in the studio. We'll announce when she gets here. Because there are other subjects in the world. But we'll just do nothing but talk about Israel. That's all. Not the UN cutting off the food supply, not, you know, any of it. Not the new viruses they've got lined up in laboratories to release. We will talk about Jews, and that is it. Jew. I asked a caller earlier, did we just bash the Jews? Like, at what point, like, is the toaster done? It's like, pop, we fixed it. Like, you know, just, you just say Jew 80 trillion times, like, it fixes all the problems. And then you got the Jewish groups running in, acting like total tyrants. I'm just like, I'm pulling my hair out, except there isn't any left. I already pulled it all out. I'll just go with it. I'm talking about nothing but Jews from now on. Just 25 hours a day, nothing. In fact, I'm gonna start wearing Hitler uniforms. It's over. God help me. We're gonna blow the planet up. You know that's coming next. We're all dead on this course. People are just too stupid. My God. But in the interim, we need to stay on the air. So we're on air when the world gets blown up. I'm being sarcastic. Or maybe not. We have a huge sale going on right now. It's 25% off store-wide on top of everything. 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. You can cancel any time. So you sign up for AutoShip, get 50% off, cancel for free right there in your profile. But you're not going to cancel. So you're going to get the Irish CMOS and the ultramethylene red, the ultramethylene blue, and the Shilajit, and just love it so much. Widest selection of Patriot Apparel. This is a gigantic sale. And if you have the Alex Jones app, alexjonesapp.com, Android and on Apple, there's an additional 20% off at checkout right there. Just order through your phone or through the app on your computer. So the ultramethylene red will sell out by early tomorrow. It's a limited run. It's amazing. Get that while you still can. Lock in at 50% off. Become a subscriber. You can cancel and anytime you want, but you're not going to want to cancel. Try it first. Get the ultramethylene blue. We have the medical grade, the very best. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And boy, I haven't gotten the magic Jew power. They got a receiver. They're here last week. They can shut us down. They go, we'll let you know in the next few weeks. We'll probably just close the doors. And we got the Alex Jones Network back up. That's what the AlexJonesStore.com funds. I don't know the AlexJonesStore.com, so they can't shut that down. I mean, this is do or die. And boy, when we finally get shut down, people go, God almighty, they held out a long time. Jeez, we can't believe it. Yeah. So, you know, this ain't cry wolf, folks. This is tip of the spear surviving because of your prayers and support. So we either support now, TheAlexJonesStore.com, or we cannot continue on. I want to thank you all who have supported. I want to encourage those on the fence. What are you thinking? The bad guys want us off the air for a reason. We're having cogent, 35,000-foot discussions that show people the magic trick. We don't tie you up in the magic trick. We don't deceive you. We show you the magic trick. Or we have guests on to do it or callers to do it. All right, let's go to Mark in Texas on Israel. Yay, we don't cover that enough. Mark, what is your take on Tucker is the new Hitler? He must be destroyed. Talk about jumping the shark.
Yeah, well, the whole point is we're all doing God's will, whether we like or believe it or not. So we're headed exactly where God intends us to go.
I agree.
Yeah. So where did God place his name?
Where did God place his name?
Yeah.
Well, tell me. Go ahead.
Jerusalem. So guess what? Keep doing exactly what you're doing. Because you're doing God's will, whether you like it or believe it or not. And sit back and watch. That's all I got. See ya.
All right, thank you. I don't know what to infer from what he said there, but I kind of got like, Israel's the chosen place. You can't stand against it. So if you criticize it, it doesn't matter. You're still working on God's will. Is that why the whole Bible is God getting mad at Israel and putting them to captivity when they do wrong? But you got a lot of Christian Zionists, man. They are more hardcore than the Zionists. I'm guessing that was a Christian Zionist right there, because he couldn't say much. He was so emotional. God bless him. Paul in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. I just wanted to mention that the J.D. Vance, he's taking a Catholic view. I'm Catholic, and I'm also on the left, or traditional left. I would say that basically the whole thing is, when you talk about Israel, is that back during the World War, after World War II, nobody wanted that state. It was militias that came in. And when the Pope was asked, Pope Leo at that time, he basically said, hey, we'll be here waiting to baptize them if they're coming over this way. And so technically, you know, being a somewhat traditionalist on the left, I almost feel at this point like maybe the answer is for the U.S. or Catholic or Christians to take over that area and manage it, almost like Japan post-war, World War II.
You know, that's what Steve Bannon, that's what Steve Bannon's talking about, and have a three-state solution.
Exactly. And so it almost seems like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it seems that the way President Trump is going is probably, maybe he didn't mean it jokingly, and we all thought he was joking, but it seems like that might be the way. And honestly, to me, spiritually, you do seem to have a gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of knowledge, because there are all these factions and all these things going on, and it's kind of silly to concentrate on Israel, but it's all connected and interconnected, and factions partnering with each other, like Israel with like some Muslim factions and with some like whatever. But,
well, I mean, it's literally prophecy coming true. Mm-hmm. So I guess the last caller is right. You know, we shouldn't complain. It's all in God's will at the end of the day. I just like, and Tucker Carlson is literally Hitler. Come on.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. And honestly, and I know there's a lot of pain out there with the way things happen with the Catholic Church, and some of us stuck with the Catholic Church historically. But I just, you know, just to point out some of those connections, it's like the Freemasonry was started in Bavaria by Jesuits, by that Adam guy.
Adam Weishaupt.
There's a lot of misinformation from evangelicals and Protestants. I love our Protestant brothers and sisters. I'm not saying anything, but there's been a lot of misinformation. And I think as Catholics come up, that's what J.D. Vance is kind of point. Maybe that's his point of view, is that he's taking more of a Catholic, the true traditional Catholic view. And that could be, now I'm assuming that could be why the FBI was also, some in the FBI, a faction in there, was trying to maybe suppress traditional Catholics instead. There you go.
Well, I thought J.D. Vance's answer was perfect. It's exactly what I'd say. Look, I'm not anti-Israel, and we can work together, great, but just don't try to run our politics. And you heard the crowd. That's what they want, because people are sick of foreign interest, period. And then Israel to try to come in through Netanyahu and ensconce himself and act like he's the big boss, not a good move. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have a very interesting woman, and I sent him the clip yesterday. We're going to be playing this coming up. Actually, we come out at 6 after, of Naomi Zeit asking for political refugee status in the United States. And she is the biggest English-speaking German, having a huge effect. They basically want her in jail in Germany. Elon Musk has talked about it. And we're going to talk about AFD, all of that. I'm sorry we're going to leave the Israel subject. There are other things other than that. But it's all coming up. More calls straight ahead. She's with us at 6 after.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow, okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel Methylene Blue, you feel this. So look at this, look at this. Here's your normal Methylene Blue, right? Look at Methylene Red. Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're gonna need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got Methylene Blue and you got Methylene Red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Dummy sight. Trying to get asylum in the U.S. is a political target. The German government, boy, does she deserve it. In studio with us coming up right now in about 6 minutes, but right now we're taking more calls. Daniel in New York on Israel and the insanity of the Israel lobby, basically calling for Tucker's death, his elimination, his neutralization as a fox in a hen house, and that he is the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, this is all a distraction. The problem is we're looking through this all through a political lens too much because there's all this confusion.
Wait a minute, your phone's a little low. Speak up.
Yeah, all this confusion about Israel, like who's right, who's wrong, you know, it's all a distraction. We're seeing this all through the flesh. We need to see this through the spirit because right now Lord's exposing, he's exposing so much in our lives. He's exposing it in your life, my life, Israel. God works through multiple systems here because he already gave us his storyline. If we see this through the spirit, because Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, gave us the storyline in chapter 12, verse 2, 3, verse 10. It tells us that all the nations will turn against Israel, not because God's forsaken her, but because he's humbling her pride. He's going to strip away every alliance that she has. So then finally that she can look up and she can see the one that they pierced. So this is just, it's a mercy disguised as a shaking. Let's face it, people, when they come to Jesus, that they typically it's not, things aren't going great. We have to be shaken, and that's what we're seeing go on. We're seeing prophecy unfold in front of our eyes right now. But this goes beyond just Israel. It's in all of our lives. It's just through multiple different layers of reality. And, you know, it ties right together with Romans 11 with the mystery of the olive tree. So, you know, all the Jew-hater believers out there, like, you're acting just like them with your pride because you're grafted into a tree you're not even supposed to be part of, it says. So,
all right, Daniel, interesting points. Thank you so much. Cameron in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the Tucker and Nick interview. I thought it was great. I appreciate you getting that set up. My question for you is, what is your opinion on where we go from here? It definitely seems, as Nick said on his show a couple days ago, that there's a civil war happening within the Republican Party right now, whether it's MAGA versus America First. Or
well, let's be clear. They're trying to use stuff like that interview to bully everybody for Netanyahu to run the Republican Party. So Netanyahu knows exactly what he's doing, and so that's the issue. That's why I'm upset.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. What is your reaction to the Ben Shapiro's and the Josh Hammers that seem to be definitely deepening the wedge within the party?
Well, because their audiences are tiny now. They're not popular. They're neocons. They were never Trumpers. They want to say they're MAGA now. They tried that during the Iran strike. So it's just a replay of that. It's going to fail. That's why I'm saying just stop. Why make yourself the villain? I don't want to blow Israel up. I don't hate you. But they just can't help it. They just are in the trough trying to take over, and they pick Tucker Carlson as the new Hitler. I mean, that is just a dumb move.
Yeah, we all know where that goes with that type of language. I mean, that's exactly what they were telling us got Charlie Kirk killed a couple weeks ago. So.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any evidence of that, and I've still not seen actual physical evidence of it. But, my God, I mean, they're basically calling for Tucker to get killed, so they better hope he doesn't get a hair on his chin hurt. Woo!
That's right. Well, thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. Owl Killer, go ahead. You're on the air. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Hey, so real quick. Ultimate life force I don't see how that is the same as Nitric Boost. That's what you told me a couple weeks back. So I just clarify that with me because I ordered it. I don't see any of the same ingredients.
No, I'm saying it has, from the scientists we talked to, it has even more that do similar things. Well, right, we love bad reviews. We never got one before.
No. It's not a bad review. Not a bad review. I just want to, I was looking for the pretty much the arginine that was inside of the Nitric Boost. But I got Ultimate Life Force. I'm going to try it. Your turmeric is off the hook. Methylene Blue. I just got methylene.
Hold on. We got a guest coming up, but we'll hold you over. We'll get into Germany and then Europe and the censorship and the EU. Oh, God, we're about to not come on Israel, folks. We're covering up. Netanyahu paid me. But we'll come back to you because I want to finish up talking about this. There's different compounds that do similar things, okay? So you haven't taken it yet, so you don't know. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
My name is Naomi Zeift, and I am the first European to seek asylum in the United States of America under President Trump's new proposal for a refugee mandate, because I am facing persecution in my home country, Germany, for my political views, for my support for the AfD party, the only opposition party in Germany, and most importantly, for my advocacy for free speech. I have become the target of severe government and intelligence surveillance and harassment. My communications have been intercepted, and my family has been stalked by reporters for the state media for whom we pay taxes. And I continue to receive death threats from Antifa. When I asked the police for help in the past about these death threats, they did not offer me help because physical harm had not occurred yet. President Trump has correctly identified Antifa as a terrorist organization. But meanwhile, the German government silently condone these attacks on their own citizens as if they are soldiers for their agenda. This year, I helped arrange the viral ex-life conversation between Elon Musk and AfD leader Alice Weidel, which I'm sure many of you have seen, as it drew international media coverage. While Europe is becoming a breeding ground for tyranny, America still treats the right to free speech as sacred, and thank God for that. In Germany, it is illegal under paragraph 188, which was extended under former Chancellor Angela Merkel, to insult or damage the reputation of a politician. I will not apologize for violating their legal special protection because in a democracy, politicians must tolerate criticism. The reason why the German government and intelligence gained an interest in me is because I was the very first young English-speaking influencer to openly align with the AfD party, right-of-center political views, and most importantly, I supported President Trump since he came down the golden escalator in 2015 and announced that he was running for president. Trump's election victory was the crack in the matrix that terrified globalist tyrants. And now I am the bridge between Germany and the MAGA movement, which the European Union desperately wants to burn. You may remember me from 2020 when I appeared on Fox and on the front page of the Washington Post and became internationally recognized as the anti-Greta Thunberg, a climate skeptic. Now I am a representative for Deutschlandkurier, Germany's leading alternative media outlet, whose editor-in-chief David Bendels received a 7-month probation sentence earlier this year because he posted a meme mocking the interior minister's hatred of free speech. Quite ironic, if you ask me. This is why I started working with them, because I stand in solidarity with his admirable courage. I am publicly sharing my asylum request now, as President Trump has announced new refugee priorities, including Europeans who have been targeted for their peaceful expression of views online, such as opposition to mass migration and support for populist parties, according to the New York Times. But if you think I ran away cowardly and abandoned my homeland, you would be mistaken. This is only the beginning. I am seeking protection under the United States government to expose the truth about the tyranny of Germany and the European Union, who have made the MAGA administration their enemies. And I encourage everybody in Europe to stand up for what MAGA represents and turn it into MAGA. Let's fight, fight, fight.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
Well, I've been interviewing Naomi Zeitz for 3 or 4 years, and Elon Musk has been championing what she's done. She works closely with Nick Sordor, a great reporter who does a weekend show with us. But she's got the government of Germany after her, and they arrest peaceful people, journalists, doctors, you name it, just fly to Spain and do an anti-open border rally, and they come back and arrested. You've had dozens of AfD candidates in the lead killed the last few months. Germany is a real tyranny at the heart of the unelected EU with their unelected commission. And so we have the EU suing the U.S., attacking us, trying to shut down our speech. It's an important foreign interest trying to manipulate us domestically. So I just spent 3 hours on Israel. But quite frankly, if you look at the real footprint of the EU, it's bigger than Israel and Netanyahu trying to control us. So this is a big deal. China, even bigger. So we cover it all. For people that only know about one issue, you need to learn about others. So Naomi Zeit is our guest. Last name spelled S-E-I-B-T. Sounds like Zeitgeist Zeit. Naomi is here with us, and she's got an amazing bio. Most people know who she is already, but she's officially seeking asylum here. The first German seeking it in the U.S. Well, we already have thousands of Germans. Just like 400 years ago, they fled Germany and Switzerland to the United States, back then colonies, to practice Protestantism. We now have thousands of Germans fleeing to Russia, mainly German farmers, so that the government doesn't take their children because they won't teach them transgenderism. So it's whether you have the Boers or whether you have Nigerian Christians being killed or, you know, whoever they are, this is a serious issue. This is a very serious plea. You've been promoting this for months. It needs to happen. And Trump needs to grant you asylum. We'll find out where that is right now. But also AfD, Le Pen, Marie Le Pen in France. I mean, this is the big push. If we can free Europe, we can free the world. It's Europe trying to continue the war with Russia, trying to do all this. I mean, Europe is so central to everything we're doing. So, Naomi, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for inviting me. This is my first time meeting you in person. I've been following you for 10 years. So this is truly an honor. I'm very excited to
be here. Well, it's an honor to talk to you, but you've got the floor. Tell people about yourself, what you've been through, what's happening, why you're asking for asylum, and then give us the big picture about what's happening in Europe.
Yeah. There are multiple reasons. I have been persecuted by Antifa for years. But I thought maybe it ends there. Maybe that's bad enough to actually get death threats from Antifa in my emails, even phone calls, some of which I have actually recorded. I went to the police with them and they told me as long as you haven't actually been raped or killed or harmed in any way, there's nothing we can do about it. And I've been publicly vocal about my political opinions since 2019. So I started pretty young when I was 18 turning 19. And then I found out over the course of the last months that it doesn't stop with just the death threats from Antifa. It doesn't stop with all the media defamation that I've been going through for the past years. No, I'm actually under surveillance by German intelligence actively. They've intercepted phone calls of mine with friends. And they have been spying on me for years, since 2019. I actually filed an official request to German intelligence to find out whether or not I was under surveillance. And they reported back that, yes, indeed, they have examples going back to 2019 where they have my name in their files. And indeed, my name pops up over 1,000 times.
So they've been keeping tabs on you, and all you're doing is promoting sovereignty for Germany.
Yes, correct. Promoting sovereignty, standing up against the climate change agenda. That was a big thing that I did in 2019. I became known as the anti-Greta Thunberg. And I think the reason why I'm the main threat is because I'm a young, blonde, innocent-looking woman, and I was the very first one who was outspoken about German politics as an influencer, in a sense. Because Germans like to keep to themselves, are not very vocal in the international sphere, but I wanted to connect with Americans because I saw what's going on in America. I supported Trump since 2015, and I knew that the only way that we can reclaim our sovereignty, our freedom in Germany, was to actually connect with America.
Here's CBS News. Yay, Germany's putting people in prison for speech. I mean, this is real tyranny.
Yes. And there is, I mentioned it in the video that you showed before, we have Article 188, which was extended under Angela Merkel, that makes it illegal for us to damage the reputation of politicians or insult them. Like, for example, you post a poop emoji next to a politician, that can give you a fine of, if you're very lucky.
That's a real case you mentioned.
That's real. That's a real case. And this person got charged with, insulting a politician, and they had to pay 600 euros. But that's mild. There was another incident where a politician was called fat, and she had to pay. They had to pay, I think, around 9,000 euros. Many of these people, they cannot afford.
And again, people say, oh, why do we care? Who don't have empathy? This is the same model in Canada. They're passing these laws right now. The UK, this is everywhere. This is the plan for here.
And at the same time, our state media, whom we pay taxes for, by the way, which fortunately is not the case in America, they completely defame the Trump administration, have been doing that since 2015, even now that's still going on. When Charlie Kirk died, the number one U.S. correspondent for the state media that we pay taxes for, he completely defamed Charlie Kirk, lied about him, said that he called for the stoning of gay people. This is where Germans get their news about America.
And you read these articles out of The Economist, you think it's pro-free speech. The threat of free speech in Germany, one of the freest countries in the world, takes a hammer to its own reputation. They're like, oh, these people have speech. They're hurting freedom. It's the opposite. This is crazy.
Yeah. You have a great example there where our former interior minister, Nancy Faeser, she's notorious for restricting free speech. She also introduced the hate speech action days. And the chief editor of the leading alternative media outlet, Deutschland Kurier, he posted a meme of her holding up a sign that says, I hate freedom of speech. And what did she do? She decided, yeah, I do hate freedom of speech, actually, and I'll put you in prison for it. So he was put on a 7-month probation sentence, but the case is not even over.
And let's be clear, there's an anti-free speech train coming out of Europe and us. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. That's absolutely true. It's coming to America, 100%. That's the intention, and they want to kind of hide it, the extent of tyranny that's going on in Europe. Yeah.
By the way, you don't even really talk much about Israel, but Israel's used, like, oh, Holocaust, whatever, the left of man's speech. We now have the right wing saying Tucker is the reincarnation of Hitler. He needs to die. Looking at that, this is getting crazy.
Yes, 100%. I am a big fan of Tucker, which is extremely controversial. But I'm definitely not a far-right Nazi. And, I mean, if they want to scream anti-Semitism, they need to go to all the Islamists that are establishing a caliphate in Germany. The AfD has never voiced any truly Nazi anti-Semitic beliefs. So it is definitely a smear campaign.
Let's talk about AfD, because I follow, you know, what they say. It pretty milquetoast. I mean, it's not like, it's just like sovereignty. We're being overrun. We need cheaper energy. We need to cut taxes. I mean, this sounds like mainline Republican Party, but they are like attacking their kids in school. They're putting them in jail. They're killing them. I mean, wow, what's going on with AfD?
The AfD is definitely, they are under surveillance too. That's official. They have been declared far-right extremists by German intelligence. And the reason why, they define it in their documents as because of their ethnic-based nationalism, which is crazy because according to our constitution in Article 116, it's actually the case that our identity as Germans is tied to our ethnicity. There's the rule of the blood versus the rule of the land. In America, for example, you got the rule of the land, but in Germany and in Russia and in many places in Africa, you got the rule of the blood. And it is you are German if you are ethnically German. That's not a bad thing. And it doesn't mean that we hate everyone else. It doesn't mean that we put the R in.
But you're allowed to have your identity.
Oh, yeah. That's how it should be. We should be allowed to have our own identity. But the only reason, the real reason why they go against the AfD is because the AfD is against the oppression of free speech. They want to get rid of the establishment media, the state media that we pay taxes for.
And they've been winning. What about all these?
Oh, totally.
How many have AfD candidates have died now? It was 8, 10, 12, 14. How many is it now? Magically just die when they're about to win elections.
Yeah. And then the argument that they give us is that these people, they're already over 60 years old or they had pre-existing conditions. Yeah, why would you target someone where it would be more obvious? It's extremely weird that so many people would die within such a short time span.
Well, that's desperation by the power structure.
It is.
But I noticed all these tests didn't matter. AfD just gets more popular.
Oh, yeah, 100%. They are now the most popular party in Germany. So it didn't work out for our now Chancellor Friedrich Merz. He was seen in the White House acting like he's best buddies with President Trump because they both don't like Angela Merkel a lot. But the only reason why he doesn't like Angela Merkel is not for ideological reasons, but just because they were competitors. They are fighting for the same thing, exactly the same thing, mass migration. And now under the new government, supposedly conservative Christian, they're actually wasting more of our taxes on far-left NGOs. So it's all hypocritical. It's all just a front.
Why is Europe trying to commit suicide?
That's a very good question. It's a very good question. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it, but I think that I can only do it. I can only investigate the truth behind everything if I get the official protection from the U.S. government. This is the reason why I'm.
Let's get into that. You are, and Sordor spent at the White House. Trump loves him. I can get Trump. I mean, so obviously you're on this campaign. You need to be, just like Trump gave the Boers protection. He's talking about giving Nigerians protection. You immediately, 100%, you should be in the White House press corps. So what should we do to get you asylum here? You've not been given that yet?
Fortunately, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna reached out to me after I went public with my application. And she invited me to her office, told me bring all the papers you got, show me all the evidence. And she said instantly, I'm going to help you with your asylum case. And if you have any other Germans who are seeking protection or at least wide recognition so that we can help them make their cases more public, then she's willing to help me with that. So that's incredible. I got offers to help me from multiple sources. I initially didn't beg anyone. I didn't want to ask for any favors. I think my case truly speaks for itself. So the media are coming to me now and saying you're so hypocritical because you're applying for asylum, even though you don't like asylum seekers. There's a big difference. I'm not against immigrants. I'm against open borders, not checking these people. We have so many actual terrorists in the country, some criminals who have committed already like 15 times crimes and they're still not being deported because it's such a bureaucratic issue. Oh, but it's not difficult to put me under surveillance for years, even though I've never committed any crimes of any significant nature. Like I've never been violent and I've never called for violence and I never will.
Well, it's a great PR win too, to point out that Germany is a tyranny.
Yeah.
I wanted the crew to pull it up. Maybe they can't find it because it's a year old or so, but have you seen all the reports of the thousands of German Christians, families, farmers fleeing to Russia because the left's taking their kids?
Understandable, especially for Christians, because in the mainstream media, the state media, tax-funded, they are now actually denouncing Christians and saying that Christian influencers are inherently far-right. They are warning children about this. That's pretty crazy. It should be a Christian country, even ruled right now by the Christian Democratic Union Party. But this same chancellor, he actually recently said in the parliament when he was confronted by an AfD politician who asked him, would you, because he formed the coalition with the left, would you, if the left wants to push for late stage abortions, would you allow it? And he said yes, just to spite the AfD.
So what's the end game? Blow up the Nord Stream pipeline, destroy German industry, collapse everything, brag about it. What is the left doing destroying its own countries?
It's horrible. It's very sad to see. I truly believe that it is a power agenda. It is the agenda to form some sort of socialist super state with the European Union. Angela Merkel hijacked the CDU, which was formerly conservative. They were formerly like the Republicans in Germany. She hijacked them. She shut down our nuclear power. She started the green agenda and she imported all these immigrants. I truly believe she came from East Germany. It's very important to know this. She is most likely a socialist. She was raised by a socialist. There are many rumors that she was a Stasi agent, actually. And her first press secretary, Wolfgang Schnur, was a confirmed Stasi agent. She was operating around all these socialists for a very long time. Many of her co-workers from that time confirmed that she was a socialist. But there's something very shady going on. I think there's an agenda behind it.
Well, you could certainly start a trend with Germans fleeing tyranny, but also protect you, but also point out what's happening. And then you're already a huge reporter reaching so many people. If you get asylum in the U.S., what would your plan be?
My plan is to expose everything that's going on behind the scenes. I have spoken to the former head of German intelligence, who was actually fired because he started speaking out against Angela Merkel and because he was against the banning of the AfD party. I'm going to connect more with not just the AfD, but also Europeans of all countries who are seeking, who are pursuing the same goals. And we want to challenge the European Union and make Europe great again.
Well, I could ask a million questions, but I don't want you to continue on here. Maybe we can take some calls for you. Folks, we want to talk to Naomi Zeit, literally the top German English speaking reporter, hands down, viral post every day. Elon Musk promoting her for years. You have any questions or comments for her about the AfD, about Europe, about the future against the globalist, about how EU wants to continue war with Russia? The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We got Al Killer wanted to finish up about threats against Tucker, but going back to that briefly, I know Israel's not really on your radar screen, but what do you think of Netanyahu, the Israel First lobby, wanting to go after Tucker and kick him off the air? Don't they get that would turn them into villains? He's not even against Israel. They just lie and say he is because they want to play victim, in my view.
Yeah, I think it's a very shady attack on him, particularly because, especially me as a German, I came to America to be respectful of the America First principle. I don't want to influence American politics in any way so that they prioritize Germany as Germany first. I came here extremely respectful, like I'm not showing my German flag anywhere, even though I'm very proud of my German.
Yeah, I noticed you never even talk about our politics. You want to, like, try to free Germany. You're open about that.
Yeah, I want to free Germany. I don't want to invade the United States of America. And I think it's just, Tucker, very clearly, it's just very America first. And he's questioning Israel's influence, which I don't think should be demonized as anti-Semitic.
And there's a freedom to being for your country. You don't have to think about it. You just do it.
Yeah. And I'm friends with a lot of Israeli Jews. I don't have any problems with them. I just think that this coordinated attack against Tucker and people like him is, yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
Well, it's Netanyahu.
Yeah.
So how does he speak for everybody? He's out of control. He has 50% approval rating.
Yeah. Personally, like I said, I'm not closely involved with the Israeli politics. I mean, you also need to consider, as a German, it's just something where we stay out of this business because it would be even more dangerous. Like, I would be in jail tomorrow if I could.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that. But, I mean, it's just like, that's 80 years ago. We're so sick of it. So now they go, we have the new Hitler as Tucker Carlson. They could have at least picked somebody we would believe it about. They picked this lovable puppy dog to be Hitler. It does not sell.
Yeah, this entire Nazi defamation is just going wrong because I have been defamed as an anti-Semite in the media myself, which was crazy because that was when I was 19 years old and I was just getting into the politics stuff and I was the anti-Greta Thunberg. So I was criticizing climate change from a very scientific perspective because I'm a big fan of science and I mostly looked into the physics behind it, spoke to a lot of physicists. And then they took a statement that I made, apparently, took it completely out of context to defame me as an anti-Semite. And I didn't know what's going on. I had never heard about, like, Jewish conspiracies or anything before. I never knew anything about Israel, to be honest.
But by doing it, it creates it. It like, you know.
It was definitely on purpose. It was a smear campaign to try to destroy me. So, yeah.
And then a lot of people aren't sophisticated like you. They go, oh, you accuse me of that. Well, I get, you know, it must be true.
Yeah, it's true. Like, a lot of people then get shut down entirely. And it was difficult for me because I definitely got attacked by the media a lot. I had someone from the media actually show up at my house when I was
30 years ago. I'm like, I had Ron Paul on. Let's audit the Fed. Front page of the paper. Jones attacks Jews. Like, what is the Fed? What is this? Like, it just goes on and on. Naomi Zeit, stay there. We're going to come back, take phone calls and talk about a lot of their key issues straight ahead. Where's the best place for people to find you? on X?
Basically just on X, because every other platform was going to ban me.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultra Methylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Well, thank you, Kurt Russell. You will be on Naomi Zeit with Harrison Smith in the second hour of his show, 4 p.m. today. Great to have you here in Austin, Texas with us. So I really don't have words to describe people that don't study it or don't know. I know most listeners understand this. But remember, you're not who we're talking to. We're talking to the new people. We're looking for the lost sheep here. The U.K. and Germany are fabulous tyrannies now. You pray 200 yards from an abortion clinic, 2 years in jail. You post a thing saying cutting little boys' penises off is wrong. 3 years in jail. I have countless videos. I even get into it. Where thousands of Muslims marched with machetes and knives this weekend. Mass stabbings all over the UK. You talk about it, you go to jail. This is a sick plan. If I wanted to sit here for 4 hours a day and just show Muslims killing people in Germany, France, Sweden, hand grenades, blowing up. Their favorite thing is a baby in a baby carriage. They just like flies to, you know what, just like, rah, kill, kill babies, kill. I mean, these people love us, is all I'm telling you. And, I mean, that sarcastically. And then they're arresting masses of Germans that even criticize it anyway. They've killed all these candidates. And they shoot up FICO, you know, and just it just goes on and on with what's happening. This is true tyranny. And we've kind of just gotten used to it. Kind of like every day, oh, a new government document, Crossfire Hurricane, Arctic Frost, Alex Jones, his whole crew targeted. And those are just kind of like, well, that's just what was, you know, they're targeting you people. These are real tyrants. This is real evil. Okay? And it's all part of a larger plan. So, Naomi, you were telling me you do think you're going to get asylum here in the U.S. very soon.
I truly hope so. I mean, there's never say. I don't want to confirm it 100% and then jinx it. But I have so much incredible support from incredible people. I couldn't wish for more, honestly. It's a blessing, I have to say. The entire past year has been a blessing, even though it's been, obviously, it's been extremely difficult, very challenging. But at the same time, it's been the 1 year where I gained the most hope. The more I have to fight, the more resilient I become. And I feel like I'm stronger than ever to fight.
Well, let's talk about Elon Musk. He has really been your champion.
Yes, I'm very grateful for that. It's an incredible opportunity. He discovered one of my tweets in June of 2024, where I endorsed the AfD party for the European election. And this led to him contacting me about why is it that every single time that I speak about the AfD, I get called far right and there's so much negative stigma. And I explained to him essentially that the AfD is not comparable to the Nazis at all.
You challenged him to investigate, which he did.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I told him, please do your own research. And he does that. I mean,
Tucker did this for me. Just a quick story. About 2.5 years ago, before they brought back on X, Elon's attacking me, saying I did all these things to dead kids' parents, which I never did any. It was all made up. And Tucker at dinner said, listen, Alex didn't get banned for that. He never did that. And Elon said, fine, I'll investigate. So Elon, as busy as he is, spent half a day, and he talked about it on air with me, and he went, because he has everything we ever did, even the banned stuff. He went and looked at our whole catalog. He could call it the log. And I never talked about it, but like three times and said it happened the three times. The point was he said, oh my God, none of this is true. Yeah, he has the whole log. He saw it. Imagine he spent 5-6 hours investigating just because Tucker told him and said, okay, this is true. I'll bring you back. But just think about that. That's the level of dedication we've got with him.
That's true. The media do like to ask me. Also, he just got all his information from you about the AFD. Yeah, that's not true. He does his research very well. He also asked me on a very specific occasion to verify a claim that I made in a video.
Well, did I remember he investigated like 3 months after he talked to you?
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, he didn't follow me instantly. I think it took multiple months for sure.
I remember he said he went and did it.
Yeah, it's true.
He went and actually watched it and read it and said, these people are pretty tame, actually.
Yeah, it's true. And he didn't follow me for a long time before he, even though he actually already interacted with me, he didn't follow me for a while. And then he followed me at some point and gained, I gained his trust by just verifying over and over again that the claims that I was making were true.
Well, look how he loves Tommy Robinson, too.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing.
It took him years to, you know, but that's the thing is you want to get his attention because like with Doge, anything he does is good, actually. You just got, he's got limited attention because he's so busy.
Yeah, I have a Doge hat, too, a hat that says Doge, because I'm a big fan of what he was doing. He has so many companies. He's running everything.
Well, Trump wouldn't have got in without him. I mean, we owe him a true debt.
Yes, 100%. I remember I was at the Madison Square Garden rally. Everybody was cheering for him. Everybody was excited to see him on stage. It was truly, it's
something. And the Republican Party got jealous, so they kicked him out.
Yeah. Unfortunately. But I think that they are now friends again, I think.
They are. They've patched it up.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no defamation campaign can hurt what they have achieved together. Definitely.
Well, he was on Rogan last Friday, and they go, he looks skinnier, he looks older. I don't think so. He looks more hardcore.
Yeah.
And people say, like, you know, what do you think a president ages? I mean, this is like, we're in a war here. Mm-hmm. We're not, like, playing games here.
We've seen the comparison of Obama when he started versus when he went out of office. I mean, that's some pretty significant.
Well, when you decide to care, it is consuming. But every minute is like a lifetime compared to people that don't live. People don't get that. Like when you're engaged fighting evil, like every day is like a year. It's like it's better. It's like I live more totally committing to this.
I am a different person from who I was a year ago. I still have all the same beliefs and everything, but I just feel more confident within myself and with expressing my views. Just because I know at this point I should not be ashamed of my beliefs and for standing up for myself and for my country, especially. This is not just about me. This is not just about me applying for asylum so I can run away from Germany. I'm fighting for not just.
No, you need a base to free Germany.
Yeah, that's my mission. That's why I'm applying for asylum. If I just wanted to run away, I could just apply for a visa and then go into hiding, essentially.
I know you can talk about it. I've followed it. You know more than I do, but there were a lot of manipulations to even keep AFD from not being number one, though they're winning all the local elections. So AFD is very close. If Germany becomes free, all of the EU does. People that don't know, explain that.
This is very true. The European Union is dominated by Germany, and the entire agenda from the European Union that is all originating in Germany, and the AFD, they actually are considering stepping out of the European Union. That's most likely going to happen under an AFD government. I have a very specific memory that I would like to share with you. When I was 13 years old, I was not political at all yet, like nothing. I never had any political beliefs, but my mom was invited to a CDU party event in my hometown. I didn't even know what the AFD was. The AFD was the youngest party. They were just created. This was before the mass migration crisis, which means the AFD was not known as the anti-migration party yet. And there was this, he's an associate with Angela Merkel, very close with Angela Merkel, and he said at this event, I think we must all agree in this room, we must eliminate the AFD. And the only reason why is because the AFD was created as an anti-EU or EU critical party. So the idea was not to eliminate them because they went against Angela Merkel's migration stance. It was originally because they were critical of the European Union. I will never forget that
moment. And for those that don't know, that's a key stuff. See, you told the story. I'm glad you're in person. 1947 Treaty of London, 1956 Treaty of Rome. It was a steel deal where they got the countries to slowly give away sovereignty. A lot of countries even vote to really enter it. It is an unelected dictatorship. Explain that to people, that the commission, yeah, there's a parliament, but it's advisory. The commission, headed up by Ursula von der Leyen, is a dictatorship.
Yeah, totally. We have no democratic impact on what's going on in the European Union, and I have some friends from the EU.
And that's the elephant in the room. Yes, the EU is unelected.
Yeah, it's important.
Explain that.
Yeah, it's super important to influence anything in the European Union. My friend Peter Bistron from the AFD, he's a representative in the European Parliament. And whenever I ask, like, can we achieve something in the European Union? Can we file a request? Can we disclose something?
There's basically no way. It's super complicated, the process to bring anything through. They tried to cancel Ursula von der Leyen multiple times. Both times it failed because it's just such a complicated, very German bureaucratic process. That's usually the reason. And I mean, Ursula von der Leyen is not even the root of all evil. She would just easily be replaced.
She's a puppet, but the point is that huge deal she had with Pfizer, what a scammer. Let's go to some phone calls on the Israel question real fast. Al Killer, finish your point about Israel, and we're going to move to the other callers.
Well, so, you know, she's actually touching on it. So, yes, Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson were actually the MVPs of that last election. Anybody that's saying that Tucker Carlson needs to be neutralized really should be investigated as far as I'm concerned. And I don't care if it's a lawmaker. Somebody should say, what did you actually mean by that? I do want to say I think Israel is a bigger problem than what I think you is in your opinion. I'm going to tell you reason why. There's tapes out there now of Richard Nixon talking to Billy Graham. They're both scared to death to even mention the influence that Israel has. That's the president of the United States. If what Tucker Carlson is saying is true, Netanyahu is running around or was running around in the weeks following the bombing of Iran saying that he's running the United States of America. I'm sorry, I agree with Steve Bannon. It's time for us. And maybe Russia wants to get involved, or nations that have something at stake in the Middle East, and we provide security for Israel.
All right, I know, I hear you. We already did that. Thanks for the call. Thank you. All right, let's go to Ty in Florida. Wants to talk to Naomi Zeit, talking about the death threats she's dealt with. Go ahead. You're on the air, Ty.
Hey, I was going to say that I find it interesting that she shows them emails of death threats and says, well, you're not, nothing, no harm's been done to you, so we can't do anything. But yet they turn around and arrest people for posting memes, which isn't even a death threat.
Well, they have Antifa and the Muslims killing people every day. Like you said in the video earlier, the left is their soldiers. The Antifa is their soldiers.
Yeah, I don't even feel like these people are evil within themselves. I feel like they are just completely brainwashed. If they look at me, they see a Nazi, they see a monster. They have been trained to see something truly evil within me, which is very scary.
Because you don't want to be gang raped by Muslims, you're a Nazi. It's literal brainwashing. Anything else, Ty?
I think the only way that we change this is going to take pressure from other countries to stop the tyranny over there.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Glenn in Canada. You're on the air with Naomi Zeit. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Naomi. Just want to say, one, I hope you get asylum, and two, I hope you don't have to use it very long. I'm calling from Canada, and we've got an interesting phenomenon, and I don't know if it's a coincidence, but we have so many East Indians here. The East Indians are complaining about how many East Indians there are, and they've just started.
Yeah, nothing against Indians. They're nice people overall. But, my God, Austin is like Calcutta now. I mean, it's like, wow, how many have been brought in?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, Alex, but it's a lot. And they're really, it's like you said, it's replacement migration. I'm the last thing in the world from races, same as yourself, friends of all races. But it's replacement migration. It's intentional, but they've actually had to slow down because it was ruining the housing market, car markets, and all kinds of different markets. But anyways, my question for Naomi is there anything like that happening in Germany? Or the
total Islamic invasion? Well, let her answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, you mentioned the term the Great Replacement, which is, by the way, Nazi dog whistle in Germany. So if you say that, then this is going in your intelligence document 100%. Even though it's totally true. I mean, just look at the declining birth rates.
Well, it's a UN plan is replacement migration.
Yeah, if you say that we're being replaced by immigrants, that's Nazi, not just a dog whistle. That's very plain Nazi rhetoric, according to German intelligence, to the German state.
Even it's an official 2000 plan, year 2000 by the UN.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Guys, pull up UN replacement migration document.
Yeah.
It's the official policy.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I'm not saying that the German intelligence is very intelligent, clearly. They don't even know our own constitution very well.
Oh, no, they know it's real, but they just say it. You're not allowed to say it.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
They're arrogant. Thank you, Glenn. Michael in Boston, or Michelle in Boston, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long time. We haven't spoken in a bit.
Naomi, I just wanted to say that God bless Anna Paulina Luna, and I hope she fast-tracks your asylum request. And you're the kind of person we need here in America and we want here in America. And, Alex, I just wanted to say you're getting ready to go big, you know, next level. Just food for thought, not trying to put you on the spot, but your mind's probably already working this way, but this girl would make, like, a great addition to maybe a European desk or something of that nature. Cause she's gonna
hey, we got to get through the bankruptcy. We're going 20 hours a day live. Absolutely. We got a lot of big plans here.
Right on. But you know what I mean? She's going to need a home. So, you know, we want people like her here. She's
hey,
young,
buy the products at thealexandershore.com. It'll finance it all. We want reporters everywhere. She'll come, yeah, we'll do it all.
Right on. All right, man.
The White House, they made a big deal about Brianna Morello. Oh, God, InfoWars reported the Pentagon. That she's off right now to Patrick and David. They've already said when Trump got in, hey, Alex, send reporters. We don't have the money. So it's like the left's all, oh, God, hey, don't worry. Once this is all done, we'll have reporters everywhere.
imagine, I mean, this is even like Laura Logan. I mean, I don't know if she can, you know.
We plan to get Laura Logan. That's already, she wants to work here. It's already done.
You could put a lineup together that would just rock.
No, you read my mind, buddy. Laura Logan lives out in Fredericksburg. She wants to work here. She's waiting. Don't worry. Thanks for the call. You want to respond to that about building the independent press?
I'll be here for it. I think there might be a problem with my current asylum status that I would not be allowed to work for Americans. I mean, honestly, I'm even willing to do it for free because.
No, we'll figure it all out. It'll be good. You can. All right, here we go. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. You're on the air with Naomi Zeit. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Naomi. Good to talk to you guys. Pleasure. And I just want to say, Alex, I just bought another round of the methylene blue, the methylene red, and a hat. So I'm trying to get those reporters for you. But my whole point for calling today, I actually called Thursday and was going to get a call back Friday, but no calls were taken. So that's okay. I'm glad I got through today because basically my whole thing with Naomi goes back to the Albert Pike's prediction or plan for World War III seems to be working out. You know, we've got certain influencers and powers that be that are pushing this agenda of division amongst the classes, races, and religion. We see it in Europe. We see it across the entire world. You know, we've become more and more poverty stricken. We continue to lose more and more rights. Does Naomi think that it's too late for America to possibly get educated? I feel like if we, like, back to your show, you know, if you had, like, say, Robert Barnes, when you're done with the bankruptcy, do like an hour a day or something, or once a week, do a constitutional seminar. Teach the American public our Constitution and our rights. I know I didn't learn it till I was out of high school. I had to take it upon myself to look into it. They don't teach civics. They don't teach anything that gives.
Let's be clear. InfoWars will not save the world, but all of us together will, with God working through us. Thanks for the call. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, it's never too late. It's never too late. You asked if it's too late. It's never too late because we've seen in history that we, Western civilization, we've built ourselves back up from scratch many, many times over. So we're far from at the end and we can totally achieve it. I'm more optimistic than ever.
Zeit Naomi on X. Let's go to George in Connecticut. Go ahead, George. Thanks for calling.
To reiterate one point that you just said, never too late. It's never too late. The Germans stopped the marauding Hungarians across Europe, which was just like the Huns, and they stopped them at the Lech, not too far from a farm of my family. So one thing I wanted to make a point on, it seems like forever, it's been the Germans have been the punching bag of the world as if they're the most evil people. If you look at the media every day, whether it's on the internet, on the radio, on the TV, Nazis or Nazi Germany or something like that is mentioned every single day. Like every German was a Nazi, and every Nazi was a Gestapo, which was ridiculous because only one third the Germans voted at the height of the Nazi elections or the German elections for the Nazis. And out of that,
most people joined the Nazi Party not because they loved the Nazi Party, but because they were looking for a job, just like in the Soviet Union, most people joined the Communist
Party.
Sure,
well, this is 80 years later. The world's rejecting the paradigm of Tucker Carlson's Hitler.
Yeah. But I wanted to say my mother and my family was in Germany from 1938 to 1950 as Americans, so they saw the other side. My mother started an underground group to help people get out of Nazi Germany in 39 and 38, and Germans were the ones who asked her to help because she was still a neutral until 1942, so she had a little bit more leeway than they did, and it would be shocking to know that some of those people were Nazis and did dislike Jews, but because of their religious background, they would not harm or want to kill them. And they assisted my mother, my American-born mother, to help people leave the country.
Interesting call. Thank you, sir. I know a lot of that happened. Kind of Schindler's List type deal. You want to comment to that?
Yeah, the biggest problem was the just following orders culture that we have in Germany. The snitching culture, too. There are many, many Germans who are snitching on other Germans nowadays because of hate speech crimes. Like, so many reports are being made to these institutions. This needs to change. Do people need to stand up for each other again? Love thy neighbor. That needs to be the main principle. But a lot of people are now standing up, and this time we cannot eliminate the movement that is fighting for us freedom.
And we have to recognize the EU is unelected tyranny. People need to do the resistance against it. Robbie in Florida, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
To both you and Naomi, my father was a Hitler Youth child in Hamburg, Germany. And, you know, when everybody says tyranny, tyranny just doesn't cover what my father went through. My father went through living hell.
Do me a favor. Talk right into your telephone.
All right. I'm talking to my... Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
So my father went through living hell during the Hitler regime as a Hitler Youth child. And it makes me sick to my stomach to hear people calling Tucker Carlson a Nazi and calling him Hitler, because obviously these people haven't done their history to know exactly what Hitler was all about and the socialism that went along with it. A person that tried to steer socialism in a different direction was Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders was questioned about socialism, and Bernie Sanders said, well, we follow a different type of socialism. That's a bunch of bullshit. So
it is. I'm out of time, and I hear your call, and I appreciate you. Here's the thing, and I love the callers. You're all right. We all have a German on about the current unelected EU tyranny, Ursula von der Leyen arresting people, and it all is about Hitler. Why are we stuck 80 years ago? We have current tyranny to deal with. Closing comment.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Hitler is just this constant assault on us, because that's how you can silence a German. Even though you got people chanting in the streets, death to all the Jews, which are Islamists that have been imported by the...
I don't want a carbon tax. Hitler.
Yeah.
Stop the Muslims. Hitler.
Yeah. It's ironic, but at the same time, it's very intentional. And we need to just no longer give this word any power. It's just, it has lost all its power.
It has. People can find you on X at Zeit Naomi. You're coming on the War Room. Harrison, 1 hour, 4 p.m. Central. Great job. Glad you came to town. Amazing interview.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks. We're going to cut the show up now and post it on X and Rumble. It's up to you to get it out now. Carry the ball. Powerful broadcast. Powerful broadcast. God bless you all. Please remember, support us. Huge sale right now. Methylene Red about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Here you are shooting that gun. That's awesome. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the support.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight now.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big... My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.